Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. The Los Angeles Angels have settled the wrongful death lawsuit brought by the family of late pitcher Tyler Skaggs. While the family seeked $118 million, the amount and terms have not been disclosed. Skaggs passed away in 2019 after Angels employee Eric Kay gave him a fentanyl-laced pill that led to his death. College hoops, Ohio State men's basketball faces number 12 North Carolina Saturday at 3 in the CBS Sports Classic from Atlanta. Buckeyes captain Bruce Thornton will play in his hometown for the third time collegiately, but this time it's a little bit different. Tonight, Thornton will have his number 2 jersey retired at Melton High School. On the gridiron, Ohio State will play the winner of Miami and Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl December 31st. Canes and Aggies kick off Saturday's slate at noon, but tonight, Alabama faces Oklahoma at 8. In the NBA tonight, Cavs welcome the Bulls at 7:30. On Wednesday, the Bulls bested the Cavs 127-111. Breaking sports news when it happens to the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in...
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Cowan Man and Timmy.
Yeah!
Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Cowan Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Good to see you again. Good to finish the week
Good
how
to
you
see
doing?
You again.
It's just real fun.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. It's Go to Jail Friday. You send us your tales of stupidity, and then we sentence people to jail. You can X us at Man and Timmy 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Or you can email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Love that email.
And Timmy will send you a mac and cheese recipe too.
Do I got any requests in there? I haven't been on the email in the last day. I had like 50 on Wednesday when we were doing the show.
Anybody make it? You get any reviews?
I would assume I haven't had reviews yet. Again, I got to log into the email account. There could be some in there right now, but I'm just glad so many people have asked and people are telling me like what they're going to have for Christmas dinner or if they're making barbecue coming up and they've taken my recommendation to use the mac and cheese. My favorite thing to pair it with is a nice pork shoulder, like a pulled pork. And then you just throw it all in the same plate.
Anybody doing barbecue on Christmas?
Oh, I am.
You are?
Yeah. We're locked and loaded, baby.
What are you doing?
Jack Stack. I bought so much Jack Stacks.
What'd that cost you? About $1 million?
$250. And I saved about $170 on the order.
Going broke saving money, Timmy.
The Christmas sales there. I mean, you gotta buy a bit to get it up there. Then they start throwing almost the sauces in for free.
That's what Kristen says to me every single day. There's a box on the front porch. It's from some store. Loft. Saks.
Saks and Loft.
One of them. Well, you're buying a lot of stuff there.
It's 70% off.
Well, I mean, it
is. Going broke, saving money.
Honestly, I think there's a box on everybody's front porch pretty much every day this season.
I was thinking about this earlier.
Gotta get the shopping done.
We live in a different time, right? 2025, about to be 2026. It's a different time. We have the ease of one-day shipping. We got the interwebs. We pop right on there. Amazon says, yes, sir. Maybe even same day they will get it to you. I can count on one hand the amount of deliveries we ever had sent to the house as a kid. We never had deliveries.
No.
UPS, nothing. FedEx. I don't think I ever saw the FedEx guy ever.
You would never get the one thing we got as kids, and it was an occasion. That, I think, is the nostalgia. When you did get a box, it meant that we got our Christmas box that was personally packaged by Mum and Pop Pop.
Oh, Mum.
Like, it was a big cube, too. It was huge.
No, we didn't get that.
They would pack it in. They'd give me and my sister, we'd each get at least 5 or 6 gifts.
Because they weren't going to see you for nice the holidays? Is that why? Check.
If they weren't seeing us for Christmas, if maybe we saw each other for Thanksgiving, they'd send the holiday box. And then you'd get a nice big box for your birthday as well. Because, I mean, we lived in Virginia. They lived in Indiana. We couldn't meet up for every holiday.
I never got a box.
You never got a box?
Never got a box.
You lived with your grandparents, so they'd have to ship you a box. Who else would have sent you one?
Nobody.
They're the only ones that sent me a box.
My mom didn't order things from catalogs.
No. You know what we did get, though? We got CDs in the mail from, what, Columbia House?
BMG.
What were the... BMG?
BMG Music Service.
Was it not Columbia House?
No, they had one too.
Okay, yeah, they're the ones that we used.
Yeah.
That was the first. That is what showed me my love for Dave Matthews Band. Under the Table and Dreaming arrived in, what was that, 1993? We'd maybe been in on this service for 6 months or so. My dad was messing around with it. I didn't understand it, but all of a sudden we got, 10 brand new CDs wrapped in plastic delivered to the house.
There are people out there. Ooh. That are of a certain age, they have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
No, but it was a thing, and it was a lot of fun, and Under the Table and Dreaming was in there, and he was listening to it, and I just fell in love right away.
You would join this music club, and they would send you 12 CDs for one penny,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, seriously, they would send you 12 CDs for one penny, and then that enrolled you in their monthly club, and they would send you a little card every single month. And unless you declined the selection, you actually had to X out. No, I do not want this.
Yeah.
As long as you sent that in every single
month.
It
was a hell of a deal.
No problem.
Yeah.
Right? The thing is, though, people didn't.
And then it was what, 50 cards?
And then it was like $35 for whatever crap they sent you that you didn't even want.
Well, what was a standard CD back in the day? I guess depending on what store, whether you were going through Best Buy or Tower Records, if you were paying the premium prices at one of the brand name stores in the mall, maybe it could run you $15.99.
Yeah.
But if it was maybe a...
Best Buy, maybe a $9.99.
Yeah, a $9.99 would have been an album that was older, though. It would not have been one of the new releases. But
well,
again,
sometimes they had new releases for $9.99.
God, it's just like, I even just walking into this topic, people are listening that have no idea what this was all about. But there was... It's easier the way it is now, how you can just get to your phone and get to your music app and pull up any song, any artist you want to listen
to. Good. I don't like it.
But when you had those little plastic placards and just rows after rows after rows of CDs, and you just go by alphabetical order and go to your favorite artist, and then you'd see that D for the Dave Matthews Band, and then you'd just be flipping through. Oh, I saw the D, indeed. Flipping through all the favorite albums.
Would that be a D or an M? Would that be under D or M?
It's a good question. I guess depending on the store.
Yeah.
How they had that alphabetized. You would probably want to go with last name, right?
See, you go to the Tower Records, they had a listening stations. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Where you go up to a little machine that had a communal pair of headphones. Oh, think of how disgusting.
Were grimy,
right? First of all, if they worked, it was a miracle. Maybe you had one ear that worked.
Over the ear, too.
Over the ear. Oh, yeah. Just the people that would put this on, the lice that was on there, the ear cheese. And yet, we would do it. I would do it. Because that's the only place you could really listen to something new unless you heard it on the radio.
Guys with their Jimmy's Chicken Shack hairstyle, just wearing those headphones. Just disgusting. But
I yearn for
those
it.
Were the... We didn't
I
think...
I yearn.
The two of us now, the way we are, like we hadn't gotten into radio yet and where our headphones were going to be our livelihood. I've gone through some runs here where my drawer... had just sort of been open season and people be taking my headphones left and right.
You got to put a lock on that thing,
man. The heebie-jeebies that would give me, if I ever suspected that my headphones had been taken, the amount of scrubbing and wiping I would do with the Clorox wipes, you have no idea.
We weren't as concerned about things like that.
No, germs?
Now, we should have been because we were disgusting.
Maybe we were just the right amount of disgusting.
No.
Where we were immune to it all.
Not everything is great from the past. I'm going to say hand sanitizer, one of the greatest inventions of all time. You know I don't know what I'd do without it.
You know what, though? Like we can maybe get into some Christmas things on this show. We'll be here Monday, though, the two of us again. So we'll have that, our last show before Christmas.
Yeah, Monday's going to be just
Monday will be debauchery.
Hell of a drunk fest on Monday.
Let's have a lot of eggnog.
If you're sensitive, no Monday for you.
Let's have some eggnog, some Yoo-Hoo, a little rum in it.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, he's a good man. But how do you give somebody music for Christmas anymore?
Like, I still give
people music. Does anybody do that?
Yeah. I actually gave my friend Joe Tardy some music.
How did you, like, in what way?
Well, they're releasing all these box sets now.
Okay.
All right. So if you're a big fan of the Beatles, for example.
CDs then.
CDs or LPs. They have vinyl box sets.
No, I know. A lot of people are into vinyl, so I can see that.
And they really, if you're a super fan, you know, it's, oh, I have this Beatles album. Yes, but do you have this Beatles album with five other albums of live stuff and outtakes to go along with it? Oh, no. Well, here you go. I bought it for you. It was only $150. But that's what I do.
It's only $20 per person.
I give the gift of music. I like to physically hand somebody something.
Yeah.
If I know they listen that way. If I know that you're just a streamer, I'm not going to bother.
Well, and again, like there are so many different gifts you can give that commemorate somebody's favorite band or somebody's taste in music. I just saw you today. You got someone else one of the mugs that they've been advertising all over the place. A mug Costanza. And it was King. You got him a Bob Seger one.
He was very excited. He gave me a hug today.
Fantastic. Started humming a song about 1962.
A real man hug, too.
Working on a knot moves.
That's enough of that.
When you ain't got much to lose.
Now you sort of sound like Michael McDonald.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
All right, good football, bad hockey. We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
This report sponsored by Super Sure. We do have an accident on the East Outer Belt. It's northbound after I-670. Everything's been moved to the right side, but you're still a little slow. And we do have some debris on the North Outer Belt. Eastbound ramp to northbound I-71 north. The debris in the left lane, so that's causing some big backups. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super sure. Coming soon. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Burn live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fans YouTube channel.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at some much colder conditions here for today as highs are only in the 20s here this afternoon. Winds will be fairly strong out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, and that's going to make it feel like it's down in the single digits and teens here for your Friday. But we are looking ahead to some warmer temperatures here for tomorrow. Highs are back in the mid-40s, and that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Maybe you stand next to the windows today. It's windy outside, right? Windy. And if you feel that cool air coming in, leaking through the cracks and gaps.
Leaky Black?
No.
No.
Jizzle James.
Judge, he's back.
If he's getting through your window.
He's back from the future.
You know, the cold air is getting in, but your hot air that you're paying for, that's getting out. That's costing you money. Don't do that. Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Here's the best part about them. You buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. So if you have eight windows that need replacing, you only pay for four. And then you can go up with that number and cut it in half, and that's what you pay for. Get it? It's that simple. So don't wait for the next cold snap to remind you. Give them a call now, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
Mike, this morning when I was getting ready, I ripped the worst fart. All year.
I didn't know where this was going, buddy.
Oh my God. It's go to jail Friday. It's not coming up till 3:46, but I guess I'll just do an early
one. It's all day. Go to jail.
Me. And there was nobody in the house to even, I wanted somebody to be there. I would have gotten Jack. I would have gotten Sarah and said, hey, come up here. Come up here real quick. You got to check this out. And I went back into the area an hour later, and it was still hovering.
Funkified.
My God.
You impregnated the curtains.
I was kind of over by my closet, too. So I probably just funkified every single garments of clothing that I have.
You funked it.
Oh, boy.
All right, good and weird football last night. We had Rams and Seahawks. Good game to watch. Weird
game. Good game to watch.
Yeah, it was a great game.
That was the game of the year. Soak of the year. You don't think so?
By the way, someone should tell Al Michaels.
Well,
he sounded like he was on heroin for that game.
I didn't watch start to finish, but I heard plenty of clips of Al, and this has been building.
Well,
but a long process getting there, and it's tough when you're dealing with a legend, and 85% of the time, depending on when you check in, he might sound fine and sounds okay, but then it's that three or four examples in a three-hour night,
unfortunately,
that get
Timmy,
broadcast.
Those are the biggest plays of the game.
Yeah, it's becoming a thing.
And
with
it sounds like when you watch the broadcast that he's in jail. He'd rather be doing anything.
Go to jail.
Than this game, right? But if you hear him in all these interviews, he says, oh, I want to keep doing it for the rest of my life. Oh, I want to come back next year. I love it. It doesn't sound like you love it.
Yeah,
it sounds like you want to die.
It's not like, you know, people will get on Gus Johnson, but that's usually in a spot where it's a blowout
and we'll
take like a clip of the and then again, when Jack Sawyer gets a sack, fumble and returns it for a touchdown, even if it is a blowout, you think your inflection might go up more than and Sawyer picks it up and it's a touchdown for the Buckeyes. You think it would be a little bit more than that. Some kind of, and Jack Sawyer runs it into the end zone. It's another touchdown for Ohio State. Something. But Al Michaels, it's like with a coach. Even if you were a legend, even if you won tons of Super Bowls, like Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, you've done all that you've done. But you can't just keep doing it forever just because. Sometimes you have to get put out to pasture. I think everyone wants in their career to be able to go out on their own terms. Well, then you've got to be forward thinking enough to know when that right time to step away is. And then go and enjoy your families
Money. Most guys don't. They just say, this is all I've done with my entire life. I have no hobbies. I have nothing else to do. They get used to traveling and being out of the house. Al Michaels, by the way, can you imagine what his farts smell like? The man is...
He doesn't eat vegetables.
The man is 81 years old.
Right.
He claims to have never eaten a vegetable in his life. All he does is eat red meat. He eats at steakhouses every night.
He probably eats a lot of cheese, too.
Can you
imagine? Meat and cheese.
First of all, he craps like once a month. It's just the mother of all craps.
It's not even like moist. It's just solid.
It's just a
fossilized.
It's got straw in it.
Dear God.
And then the farts that permeate that room between his farts and Herbie's dog. My God.
Man.
That Booth is crying for mercy.
I would say I felt bad for Herbie to have to put up with that stench, but he is the dog guy. Bring the dog
everywhere I go, so I
can't.
Herbie's dog is crapping in the corner of that booth.
Maybe Herbie's dog is on the social media account now. There's so many issues with it. I mean, how many... He's like...
he's blamed it on his sons before.
Right. I just mean, between him and Ryan Clark, who issues more apologies? It's like every couple of weeks, Herbie has to backtrack or apologize about something. For someone that doesn't care about anything that's out there with the opinion,
he really has to set the record straight out there. The guys who say they don't care, care the most.
Man.
All right, so we had football last night.
Great. Really. How about the two-point conversion, by the way?
Yes.
I mean, is that not the craziest?
How about Puka Nacua? Puka Nacua has the game of his life, and then 2 seconds after the game is over, he's on Twitter again, bashing the referees.
We had the other thing, too.
Well, he apologized for that. He said he didn't know that his little dance was not welcome in the Jewish community.
I can understand. He didn't know what was up there. Ignorance. But great game. Fantastic.
Jackets lose last night to the Minnesota Wild because that's what they do.
Hey, what if I were to say that was a pretty good game, though? They didn't get their asses kicked. They didn't get blown out. They had their opportunities down one in the third.
I've been told that's good enough.
Right?
It's good enough in Columbus, Ohio when it comes to professional hockey. Actually, Zach Werenski. By the way, I can see Zach Werenski being on the Rick Nash plan in about a year where he just says, enough is enough. Get me the hell out of here. And that would be a shame.
Would you blame him?
No. But here is Zach Werenski after the game last night. I feel like it's the same thing we've been saying. Like we're playing well enough to win, but it's getting old that we keep losing. I mean, enough is enough. It's unacceptable. And I get the whole thing where you got to stay positive and move forward. And I agree with all that. But this is getting outrageous. We're a good hockey team, and we're just losing games. So maybe we're not a good hockey team. I don't know. At the end of the day, you have to win games to be a good team. It's frustrating. It's definitely a good hockey team over there, but I don't think they're better than us. And that's what it comes down to. He said other things, but look, it's good. It's good to say it. You know, I'm glad he's frustrated.
It doesn't make you a better team just by saying that, though.
He said it during the offseason, too, that there's no excuses this year. The expectations are the expectations. And I said, good. I like to hear that because it's been 25 years of, well, we almost did this. You know, and excuses. Some excuses more valid than others. Like, hey, our highest paid player just died. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's every single time you think this team is ready to take the next step of development, there's always something holding them back.
But let's be honest, too, about Zach. Zach can and should speak up like that.
Of course he should, but what's going to change?
I'm glad that he did, because before I read that article, I said to you, like, oh, you know, well, that was a better performance. You got to give me a break, because we're only one day removed, or I was only one day removed from talking to Jeff, okay? Rimmer is the most positive Blue Jackets guy you are ever going to find. Like, I couldn't even try to
and
tell
some
him.
Of that
even
is
though we
endearing.
Won the last game, it was you lost 9 of your 11, previous 11 before that.
And some of that is you just want to take Rimmer's head and shove it in Al Michaels' crap.
What are we watching here?
I can't take it anymore.
But Z has even, he's even on a higher pace than he was last year when he became a point per game defenseman. He has done something in the last 3 years where he was always a good player in his early, you know, 5 years here with the CBJ. But since that 23-24 season, he just started to build and build and become a different player entirely. Then you saw him last year. He's doing that again. So if there's anybody that can speak up, it has got to be him. But I fear you might be right when you say it could be the Rick Nash plan in the future.
You see all these teams that used to be on the same level as the Blue Jackets. Bad, rebuilding, couldn't get out of their own way. And every single team, unless you're the Red Wings where you make the playoffs 17 straight years, whatever the hell it was, you go through little stretches here and there, right? You're going to play the Ducks, going to go out there. That was another team, lowest of the low. They had to pick right before Adam Fantilli, went with Leo Carlson. Oh, what a break the Blue Jackets got. Fantilli's coming to us. Well, hey, by the way, Ducks, second
awesome.
In the Pacific.
Yeah, Ducks are 20-12 right
now. They're second in the Pacific. You know, you're seeing these teams that were around the same level, but they're constantly improving. They're getting better. 6 years ago, the Colorado Avalanche were the worst team in the NHL. And since then, they've won a cup. They're in first place. They've turned their fortunes around. I just wonder, how long is it going to take for this hockey club to actually get results on paper? I'm not talking about I've been speaking to my friends around the league, and they say Jackets, great.
I think you know.
If it was word of mouth wins you championships, Jackets would have 11 cups.
I think you know when it's going to happen.
When?
Yeah. But
by the way, I got a stat for you. Ready? You ready?
Starts with N.
Ready?
Never.
Stop it.
What do you got?
Jackets goal differential by period.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm going to tell you.
I don't want to hear it.
You're going to hear it. In the first period for the entire season, they're plus +3. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they've scored 3 more goals than their opponents.
I get it.
I'm just dumbing it down for all the people out there, Timmy. Plus +3. In the second period, plus +1.
All right, just stop. Stop. Don't sit. Don't read the next stat.
In the third period, which I'm told is no problem, I heard Dean Evason this week on with T-Bone and Tybus. Well, we play our way in the third period. We don't change anything in the third period. Well, then explain this. Minus -23. Minus 20. Plus +3, plus +1, and minus -23. So please tell me with a straight face how you're playing the same game in periods 1, 2, and 3.
Dear God.
Yeah, dear God is right.
They were up 2 again yesterday.
You don't know me because I'm your brother. I'd rather listen to that crap.
What you're going to do to me.
I want to talk about dumb football coaches coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We do have debris blocking the left lane on your I-270 ramp to 71 northbound, so use some caution. Also, an accident on the east outer belts northbound after I-670. That's on the right shoulder. And traffic's moderate with heavy pockets on I-270 at Davidson Road on the west side. This report sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we want to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We'll do pick your parlay at 5 o'clock. Final walkthrough. There's no Buckeye game. Doesn't matter. Final walkthrough at 5:30. The Ohio Bobcats fired Brian Smith for a variety of things. Drinky, dating a student.
Boy, just...
Yikes.
Just the whole lot, right?
Old Ronnie Lott.
He was on leave back on December 1st, and he just got fired on Wednesday. The university called it serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university.
So, they say he had a romantic relationship, one with a student.
He admitted.
Yes.
There's
nothing in the rule book. That's what his attorney, Rex, says, as well as an allegation of public intoxication. It sounds like this guy was just a
You're really going to say disaster. There's nothing in the rule book?
That's what
about
that's what his attorney is saying.
A student
today,
when you're
man.
The head football coach.
He's separated from his
Do
wife.
Do you need to be told that this is not professional?
He's living the life. It's all right.
Is this like Costanza openly having sex on his desk in the office?
Is that wrong?
If I got to plead ignorance, because if anybody told me that sort of thing was frowned upon, what are we doing?
Can I talk about football coaches for a second? It's not just football coaches. It's really anybody that coaches at the collegiate level. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I've met a lot of them where they are pretty much just stunted adolescents. Because what normally happens is, you know, we go through our, you know, school years and some of us go to college, some don't. And then you grow up and get a real job and you move on. And school is a distant memory. Maybe you stay in touch with some friends or you go to a reunion, but that's it until your kid starts going to school. You don't have any interaction with school.
It's long distance stuff. Like I stay in touch, but I will admit I'd like to do a better job than I am of my closest friends in college. But we maybe text here
well,
and there.
Right, but I'm not even talking about that.
Maybe the Christmas cards. That's it.
Oh, a little nude Christmas card.
Yeah.
There's little nude.
There's
who
something.
Who doesn't like?
There's a little slip there.
But these guys, they go to school. They play sports in school. Then they don't get a job at the insurance agency down the street. They stay at school as a coach, and they're around that atmosphere their entire lives. And so a lot of them have never been, they've never lived alone. They've never lived without their parents. In analogy, obviously they have lived without their parents.
I know what you're trying to say.
My best friend growing up in high school, he, you know, went to college, never talked about being a teacher, ever. Went to college. Then when he was done, he was graduating. I said, oh man, what are you going to do? I think I want to be a teacher. I've never heard you say you wanted to be a teacher. Yeah, well, I just think I'm not really comfortable outside the school setting, so I'm just going to stay in school. And this guy is 45 years old, just like I am. There has never been a time from the age of 5, when you go to kindergarten,
yeah,
5
at that point.
To now,
yeah. He's been in school the whole time.
That he's never been in school. And a lot of these college coaches are the same way. They're around it. They're stunted. You may think, well, he's a 40-year-old man. He's a football coach. He's got a wife and a family. Doesn't matter. He's got a 19-year-old batting eyelashes at him. He's mentally stunted.
I do think, you know, you bring this up. The other part of it, too, is not just the association with school, but it's the actual, you have to take a look at the actual game that they are in and just sort of how you have to wire yourself. That's why, you know, you and I, through our years in this business, we have worked with lots of ex-athletes, and it always surprises us when we come across ones that are truly down to earth, normal people, you know?
Yeah, because they're few and far between.
It kind of blows our minds. It blows us away. And I have a lot of respect for the type of courage, the type of will, what it takes to play that game at a high level. Obviously, I'm not going to say that I could have done that. I couldn't. I played 1 year of organized football and said, this kind of physicality is not for me. I get it, but I think it's just also being around that kind of game. And as time has gone on, you start to realize that you haven't caught up to the rest of the world. And then when certain stuff gets uncovered, like you have the situation at Northwestern a couple years ago, right? And you can take that same situation and apply it to a lot of other places. Didn't we have that at Indiana as well before when it was,
yeah,
maybe Kevin Wilson, who was the OC at Ohio State for a little bit, had something going on at IU? Man, they've come a long way, but that's just sort of what has always been allowed. We also, as fans, a lot of us seem to think that we can just act differently at a football game and be a terrible human being just because we're at a game. And then that gets excused. That's why I like how the Rams have started putting U.S. Marshals in their stadiums to start to catch people on that.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Hey, we got to catch these guys right here.
Deputy Gerard?
Deputy Girard.
Look at Sharon Moore, for example. Sharon Moore, you know, played high school football, played college football, and then went right into GA coaching at Louisville, Central Michigan, then to Michigan, where he eventually became the head coach. He has been in school his entire life. He's never had a job that's not around school. So, is he emotionally stable? Some guys, of course, are. I'm not saying all of them. But when you have behavior patterns like this, you can pretty much see it. Oh, yeah. All right. So you don't know how this works, do you?
No.
You know, because we're all out in the real world and we're earning a living and we left school a long time ago. But you think the same rules apply because you never left. You've always been there.
I think there's other things that we can liken this to, you know, whether you've had a career in rock and roll, right?
Oh, rock and roll, Timmy. the newfangled phenomenon. Have a rock and roll.
Stop.
Dave Clark here.
Stop, you stupid ass.
Dick Clark, I'm sorry. There is a Dave Clark 5.
What did you say?
Dave Clark 5.
Yeah, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Dick Clark's yeah. Rocking. Gonna watch some American Bandstand later with a little rock and roll. The Beatles are going to go on Ed Sullivan.
Say you've had a career in rock and roll music.
Rock and roll like the young people do.
You're a young whippersnapper. You're wearing your leather jacket. You've got your electric guitar.
Uh-huh.
And all the chicky babes are just whistling your way, wanting to give you the high five. You know.
What were you going to say?
Well, that might.
Your career in rock and roll and what? Where were you going?
No, I was
going
to say you could take football. You could take other walks of life where you're just, it's going to be different than you said. You leave college, you go into the, I don't know why you picked insurance, but you go into insurance sales and there's a lot of lines of work out there that we can't really compare to real life because they're just so different. And the amount of money that you can make, the types of vices that are right there on the ready, you've got to be really strong to stay away from a lot of that stuff. And what you're seeing here with guys like Brian Smith, which shocking, right? That even at OU, you can do some stuff like that.
Well,
not slouch on OU
there's
here.
Some drinking down there at OU.
Athens could be a fun time.
I didn't know.
It could be a fun time, but you're seeing, you know, Sharon Moore fall into this.
I mean, I slept with a student, but it's not against the rules.
Sharon's a bad guy. He let all of these things that are accessible and things that you can slip up and let happen. I mean, look what Tiger Woods did. Tiger had a bit of a problem. He had a bit of a problem.
What, with the Perkins waitresses and stuff?
Yeah. And, you know.
Now he's got a bit of a, I don't have a back or a leg problem, but.
Driving was tough, too. Yeah.
Fell asleep.
Like, bad.
Go nannies.
Yeah.
Probably took some pills.
Hope he's okay. Hope he's going to get back and play a little bit.
Hope he's okay.
Hope he's good.
You know what? I think he's got a future Teddy in rock and roll. Can't wait for Tiger Woods to do a little rock and roll. Go to jail. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
It's debris causing delays. It's blocking the left lane on your 270 ramp to 71 northbound. So watch for traffic stop and go there. Also on the east outer belt, northbound after I-670, an accident's been moved to the right side. And we do have an accident on State Route 315, southbound at West Broad. That's also on the right shoulder. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up. Phones down. Take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
For morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun.
The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. To go wherever you get your dumb audio, just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Go to jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, so every now and then I've talked about, some of my neighbors and things that are going on in the neighborhood. We don't have an HOA, but we live in a nice neighborhood, and
Except when there's black dildaroonies just on the parkway.
That could have come from an outside entity. Now, don't besmirch dildaroonie almost like another neighbor to all of us, okay?
It became a mascot, a rallying cry.
It was there for...
Nobody picked it up.
3 or 4 weeks.
They just left it there.
Then it disappeared, and then 6 months later, it reappeared in another part of the neighborhood. And it was like, it warmed our hearts to see it reappear. Oh, there she is, Aunt Dill.
A dog took it and buried it and then dug it up. And brought it back?
I mean, I guess.
Because I don't think somebody else just threw it out there again.
But I think the way that it was placed, just lying neatly in the grass, this had to be done on purpose.
Well, if it is, you have some good neighbors.
I have seen lots of memes and things of dogs like getting a hold of dildaroonies, and they just think that it's a chew toy. And you're like, where the hell did that come from? And you get a couple of laughs out of that. But the way that, like, I feel like someone came back with rubber gloves, picked it up, and then placed it in another area. Almost as like a good running joke. I like that. When we were banging, we would give some cheap Christmas gifts. Like when all the good gifts were done, I do like this, like the white elephant type of style. You have a couple of gag gifts that are thrown in there. And my dad used to always hit that $5 DVD bin pretty hard. Like we talked about CDs, right?
Yeah.
You had DVDs growing up, didn't you? Did you ever like get a good collection of the DVDs?
Absolutely.
At 50 to 100, however many. I know you're more of a music guy than a movie guy, but we had a copy of Jackie Chan's Mr. Nice Guy. And this thing never got out of the plastic. I don't even think it was $5. I think it had a $2.99 label on it. I've seen bits and pieces of Mr. Nice Guy. Big fan of Jackie Chan. I mean, it's mostly Rush Hour, though, with Chris Tucker. That DVD kept resurfacing for probably 15 years at different Christmases.
I actually have a theory on gift giving. Remind me when you're done with everything. I want to go back to that. I want to circle back to that.
So back to neighborhood happenings, right? We all kind of have to step up. I said a couple weeks ago, shovel your sidewalk, if nothing else. Like, if you can't do your entire driveway, okay, that's up to you. But shovel the sidewalk at the very least, because if you don't, then when that snow comes down and then it freezes, it's very hard for the kids walking to school that are still doing that in the cold weather. I still see some people out there with their coats on that actually walk to school. So we need to do that. Now, one of my other neighbors down the way, something went on where they're out of the house and there's a bunch of repairs being done. And for one, there has been this gigantic dumpster just sitting right there in the driveway.
This sounds almost prime for the wet bandits.
Almost, oh my God. Right? I mean, you just look in and see that the place is vacant. But what is the, there's got to be a statute of limitations on having this gigantic dumpster in front of the place. Like, is it ever going to go away?
You don't have an HOA. What are you going
to
do about
no,
it?
No, you can't. It's just sort of like to each their own.
Even
like,
if
what's
you had
right
an
here?
HOA, what do? You just send a nasty letter? That's it?
That's why I have jail. And we do have the, like, township nuisance line, and they will
I
take
bet
action.
You know that by heart.
I actually hardly ever do that. I just
I talk about it once a week.
I just get it off my chest once a week or so. And then there's also, because nobody's there, that sidewalk where that house is, it is just a black sheet of ice. Jack actually has lower back spasms because he's walking the dog the other night and goes sliding across and like has to clench. So we got the dumpster, we got the ice. Something's got to be going on here. Go to jail to that neighbor. Do you agree?
How do you know they're still living there? Maybe they're gone. Maybe they sold the house.
I know that they still have the place. But they're out of the place right now.
While it's being renovated.
So what's... How long is it going to be? Like, what's the protocol here?
Why don't you be a good neighbor and go shovel their sidewalk?
Well, and the thing
they're
is
they're clearly
it too,
not there.
There's no more stuff being put in the dumpster. I see this every single day. I'm right there. Nothing's being put in there. What's the use for it?
See, I actually... How many doors down is this?
It's like three doors down.
Three doors down?
If I go crazy now, will you get rid of that dumpster, man?
Actually, that's a pleasure, I think, to have a dumpster three doors down. That's just good illegal dumping for you, man.
I haven't put all your
boxes in there.
I haven't put anything in there.
All your dead bodies rolled up in carpet.
Should I just fling the bags of dog crap up into
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. If they're going to have it there, that is an open invitation for your neighbors to use it.
So instead of jail time, that's what we have here. It's a free garbage can there for all to use.
There was a period of time where I had new construction homes being built on both sides of me at the same time. It was a complete and total miserable experience. But the only saving grace was that they both had these big construction dumpsters. And so anything that I had, Barca lounger, coffee table. You know what? That's my right. You're inconveniencing me.
It's a quality item.
You got all your day laborers there throwing crap in my yard. I then get to take my crap and throw it in the bin.
I got the other one, too. So this one's not in my neighborhood, but close by. Like, I'll see this occasionally. And I feel for the people on this street. Where are you with, like, jet ski guy or, you know, small speedboat guy? And we don't have, you know, 2 acres of property where you keep your stuff on your land. That's fine. You have a spot for it. We're in tiny little lots. Homes are right there side by side. Again, I just agree. Let's try to maintain our properties, keep things looking nice. If we have odd items, well, then you've got to pay for storage somewhere.
I think
this person has the biggest RV. It juts out into the street. It doesn't even fit in the person's driveway. I don't know how, as a homeowner, you would even want it. You think Sarah would let me park something like that in our driveway?
That there Should is we an have RV.
Don't you get too attached to her. We take it with us when we leave here next month.
No, I think that's instant jail.
Jail!
That's 1 year in jail. As for the boat guy and
warehouse.
That stuff, if you can afford the boat, you can afford the frequent trips to the lake, then there's got to be some sort of storage facility at the marina.
Yes.
Keep it there.
Yes. We've got a guy with a jet ski. The thing's just dilapidated. Hadn't even covered it.
That's ridiculous.
Why have a jet ski if you're just going to let it
you know
get
what you
rained
do?
On and snowed
you
on?
You take that jet ski and you put it in the dumpster. Problem solved.
How am I going to get it in there?
You hire some people. They come lift it up. Problem solved.
Jail.
We needed a coffin.
Tree.
All right, your go to jails at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We have playoff football starting tonight. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
On the north side, I-71 southbound at 5th Avenue, there's an accident on the right shoulder. Also on the north outer belt, eastbound ramp to northbound I-71 north, there's debris in the left lane. And this is causing some stop-and-go delays. Also on the east outer belt northbound after I-670, we have an accident here with most of the vehicles off on the right side. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State Men's Hoops battles number 12 North Carolina Saturday at 3 in the CBS Sports Classic from Atlanta. For Jeff Goodman, Tar Heels will return guard Seth Trimble, who has missed the last 9 games with a forearm injury. Coverage of the Fan starts at 2. On the gridiron, the college football playoff starts tonight as Alabama visits Oklahoma in the first round at 8. 11 days from now, Ohio State will play the winner of Miami and Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl. Teams will duel tomorrow at noon. Baseball, the Angels have settled the wrongful death lawsuit brought by the family of late pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Amount and terms have not been disclosed. Skaggs passed away in 2019 after former Angels staffer Eric Kate gave him a fentanyl-laced pill that led to his death. Hot Stove Orioles acquired starting pitcher Shane Baz today from the Rays for 4 prospects and a draft pick. NBA, after Wednesday's 127-111 loss in Chicago, Cavs seek revenge with the Bulls tonight in Cleveland at 7:30. Breaking sports news when it happens to the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
You know what I like, Timmy?
What do you like?
I like when I find out that
actors, the actor,
are normal. Because many are not. Most are not. But I just saw something. Ethan Hawke. He's okay. Been in a lot of things.
Yeah, I like Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke is Training Day.
Oh, okay. Okay. All been right. In a lot of things. I'm sure he's very weird on many different levels. But I just saw in this interview with Vanity Fair that when he really wants to reward himself for something, when he feels good about something, he goes to Taco Bell. That's just a man of the people.
Good.
Right there.
Good.
Because all I see are the Gwyneth Paltrows of the world and the... I'll never forget the story that Jennifer Aniston told.
I was going to say Jennifer Aniston and the McDonald's.
Jennifer Aniston was talking years ago about how she went on a road trip around the Southwest and they had to stop at places that, you know, not the avocado toast place that she's used to in Southern California. They had to go to roadside places. So she stopped at McDonald's. She's telling the story. And how she ordered this thing called a Big Mac. She almost talked about it like it had just been invented and it was completely alien to her. So she ordered a Big Mac and she ate it and she said, oh, for the rest of the trip, just days later, it just messed her up, just ruined her. And I said, look, I'm not the picture of health. You're not the picture of health. But I think someone who just eats a Big Mac and is ruined for days, that also probably is not the picture of health, because your body is too weak to react to anything foreign thrown at it.
Right. You've got to have some crap every now and then.
Yes. We are garbage disposals.
I heard Joshua Perry did a fantastic job with you. When was that? On Tuesday's show? It was really good, and we will have Joshua back for many different occasions on all the different shows here on The Fan for people that are asking. He does a marvelous job. You were talking about this a little bit. You were making fun of Tyvus and his diets, and Joshua was like, yeah, I don't run from that. Like, if I want to have French fries, I'm going to have some French fries. He's also an ex-athlete, so he's a very strong dude, and it's easier for him to stay on top of going to the gym and lifting weights because
Tyvus is an ex-athlete, too.
Tyvus is an ex-athlete, but the thing with Tyvus is that he's always trying to talk himself in to some kind of wild diet that we both know he's never going to stick to.
He just started a diet this week.
He started a diet going into Christmas?
Who starts a diet the week before Christmas?
A year in jail for Tyvus. You don't start a diet this week. But that's the thing. Like, you don't have to be crushing McDonald's every single day like the dude that made the documentary, and then we're surprised that it almost kills you when you eat it three meals a day for a year. That's not good. But have it every now and then.
I'm not saying that I'm healthy, but what I am saying is, Jennifer Aniston, you're not either.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's too far the other way.
That's right.
Ethan Hawke, it was great. He said, what was the line in here? Paltrow said, do you still eat it? He said, well, I got a part in a Broadway play. And I said, we're going to Taco Bell. Mm. I remember when I finished The Hottest State. I don't know what that is. My first novel. Gwen's like, well, what'd you do when you finished? I was like, went to Taco Bell. Good. He said, I think it's remarkable how we haven't changed. I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of you too, yeah. Ethan Hawke.
That's fantastic.
Guess what? Quesarito, back.
I saw, this was a part of another series. I saw one where Leonardo DiCaprio, who is he talking to? Jennifer Lawrence. So they have like two actors, kind of a clever piece. Two actors, they catch him. They chat back and forth.
What was that movie they
were
in together? Was it?
I think I missed this one. Was it a, were they in a
Wolf of Wall Street?
Were
they in that one together?
Is Jennifer Lawrence in Wolf of Wall Street? Or is that, no, that's our gal that was in the Barbie movie. Who plays Harley Quinn. Yeah, Margot Robbie is in Wolf of Wall Street. Either way, Leo and Jennifer Lawrence, they were chatting with each other, and it was revealed, and this shocked a lot of people, and I've always been fascinated of how this shocks people, that Leo has never watched Titanic back. He's not watched Titanic back.
Kind of odd.
But this is something that a lot of other big-name actors, I can remember same type of thing with Ray Liotta, who didn't watch Field of Dreams.
Now, when you say they didn't watch it back, like, they watched it at the premiere.
That's it.
They were there. I mean, they saw the movie.
Yeah. So I suppose if you count that. But Steven Spielberg, the director, he never watched Jaws until just recently. And this blows people away.
But
like,
I understand
say, like, why. With you and me, like, we might go back and have a little listening session to bits and pieces of the show. But I can understand the difference when you are constantly... We do a show once a day. That show is done. Now, we can go back and review it. We can listen to bits and pieces. I don't know if we've ever gone back and listened to an entire show.
The only time I've ever gone back and listened to an entire show from start to finish is on April Fool's when we did the previous show again.
But that's a very, very special type of thing.
Well, I know, but I had to sit there. I had to listen to the whole thing. We had to take notes. We had to compare all of that.
Oh, I thought you meant actually the April 1st show to see, like, what if you got it the same correctly.
No, yes, preparing for the April 1st show. You go back and listen to the March 31st show again.
Which is completely different. That wasn't for... like review or for enjoyment, anything like that. When you're the actor, every single time you take a project, that's going to be different. Like, you and I, we get into a rhythm. We're doing the show. It's not like we're trying to do the same thing every day. It's going to have ebbs and flows, and catchphrases will come and go as we kind of meander along this linear line. When you're doing a movie, you might not work with that director again, or it might be a couple projects before you see him again, different actresses, different producers, different people on the set. You do the project, you pour your heart and soul in it. You're reviewing, I'm sure, a lot along the way. You're not just doing this in 1 week. It's taken several months. So people get blown away by that. I kind of understand.
Also,
that.
You probably focus on all the imperfections that only you can think about. You're probably saying to yourself, man, I wish I could do that scene over again, or I remember filming that day I had a bad taco before my scene and I felt like I had to crap. Sure. I'm serious.
Well,
think about that.
And I don't know how anyone really can stomach watching that old lady continue to do what she does. Just selfish bee.
What old lady?
The old lady in Titanic.
Oh,
what do you mean?
I didn't know we were
lady?
Back on Titanic.
No, the
you
whole
meandered
point,
off Titanic.
Well, the point of the story was that he didn't ever watch Titanic again, one of the most famous movies. I can't stand to watch her chuck the diamond into the ocean instead of leaving it for her grandmother who's cleaning the filth out of her cracky day after day.
Your granddaughter, you mean?
Her granddaughter, yeah. Leave something to her. And then Rose, geez, even when she was younger, murdered him, basically. Sorry, no room. I'll think about you on that roller coaster, though.
Is Titanic your Forrest Gump?
Sorry.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, Torg and I with Forrest Gump,
jeez,
that was our movie that we just could not stand. Everybody else loved.
Oh, what's the matter? You don't like it? It's only 7 hours and 20 minutes long. Just wait. It'll be over soon.
Yeah, I know how it ends. The boat sinks.
Oh, God. And don't get me started on Bill Paxton's haircut. Jeez.
The granddaughter was going to get it on with Bill Paxton. Looked like they had a little something going on.
They did have a little something going
on.
Yeah,
think about the nest egg they could have had if they had the diamond.
Too bad they didn't get that diamond. Could have had any life that you would have wanted.
Can we talk some football next, or you want to just rant and rave about the Hope Diamond? Not the Hope
you
Diamond.
Started it.
You started it with your damn rock and roll music.
You love rock and roll, and don't you deny it.
We got playoffs tonight, kids. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We still have an accident on State Route 161 westbound, just past Johnstown Road. Use some caution. Traffic slowing a little bit there. Taking a look, though, at I-270 at US 23 south side. We've got some moderate pockets of traffic, but overall posted speeds in both directions. This report sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming. SuperSure, coming soon. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's Sunday Night Football on The Fan. Catch the Bengals and Dolphins live from Miami. Fan coverage starts Sunday at 7:30.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Your radio home of the NFL, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A blustery finish on this Friday. Temperatures in the 20s, wind chills in the single digits overnight, down to around 20 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Winds pick up on Saturday, but so do our temperatures, back in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Men, the holiday season is here, full of hustle and bustle, packed with activity. But when your energy is drained, you're not sleeping well, and your hibbity-dibbity drive is nowhere to be found, then maybe it's tough to feel festive. These could be signs of low testosterone. If that's what's going on with you, tis the season to take action and get treated. Timmy, did you know?
What, did I know what?
That as dudes get into their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year.
I heard a little thing about that.
Even the manliest of men. Doesn't matter. Science.
I'm not manly.
Pop some herbals. That's not going to do anything for you. All right, you need real professional assistance from our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. A little quick ace shot, have you feeling great in no time. Don't go another season with low T. Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Football. So tonight, Alabama at Oklahoma. First game of the playoff schedule. What say you, Timmy?
Well, I think this is the game that has the most intrigue around it. I mean, we know the SEC, they stump for a lot of teams. They think they are the best conference to ever exist. Now, look, like they are a really good conference. I want to start with that. It gets a little annoying, the levels that they go to try to tell us that. And then everything that they say about how tough their conference is and how we're going to stay doing the same thing, or we're not going to schedule tough, only to wake up the next day and say, hey, you know what, we're going to go to a 9-game conference schedule out after all. Yeah, no wonder. Of course you are. The more tough competition you actually play, the better that's going to be for your teams on the back end. The strength of schedule continues to rise. That's going to be a good thing. Keep playing those good out-of-conference games. That's good for college football. It's good for everybody. So you get OU and Alabama in a second game.
Yeah, second game. They played each other about a month ago.
And I think that was one where we didn't come away too impressed with either team in that game. We maybe saw some of the blemishes for both of those teams instead of some of the, oh, wow, this is a reason why this team or that team can win a national championship.
You're right.
It was just, that's a good road. I mean, you have to obviously give Oklahoma credit for going to that place and winning a road game. I would give Ohio State a lot of credit if they had a non-conference game, which they're still supposed to, right? You go to Tuscaloosa, you win a game. That's impressive, but it was mainly off of Alabama mistakes and turning the football over a lot. So is this going to be the it's tough to beat a team twice in the same year kind of thing? Or will the home team, like we saw the home team's role last year, come away with it? I've got OU. What say you?
Last time we saw Alabama, they were trash in the SEC championship game. We have not seen Oklahoma in a while. This is going to make an appearance in Pick Your Parlay for me, so I won't pick a winner. But I will agree with you, Timmy, that it is difficult to beat a team twice in the same season. We saw that last year with Ohio State and Oregon. Miami and Texas A&M tomorrow at noon. Now, this is the game that a lot of Buckeye fans are going to watch. And I've had conversations with people. Do you care who wins this game? And
what's better for Ohio State?
If the Buckeyes have to go to Dallas and A&M's there, they're going to have lots of their fans there. Did you forget last year when Ohio State went into the same stadium, beat the Texas Longhorns? I don't think it matters. You know, the Ohio State fans travel. You're going to have a good representation there. And the Buckeyes are used to going into hostile territory and taking care of business. So I honestly don't really care which one of these teams wins.
I kind of like, I think Texas A&M is going to win this game. I think Miami going on the road to Kyle Field. We can't undersell this. Like this is a really cool part about the college football playoff is this round we're going into because you get home site playoff games for the first time in college football history. Now, I get it. We've only had one.
A lot of these games are going to be dog games, I think.
Right. We've only had one already, and the home team's won all of them. That doesn't mean it's going to go that way. You will have a road team that will win, right? Like it. And now that we're making a thing, or I'm making a thing out of this, wouldn't shock me if Miami turned up and won this game. However, I do think Texas A&M is going to edge the Hurricanes. They're a 3.5-point favorite, and I'd rather face Texas A&M. You know why? Because they have shown the propensity to struggle against teams that they're much better than. They barely survived South Carolina late in the season at home. They had to come up with a furious rally. They gave up over 40 points to Arkansas. And one of the strengths of Miami's football team is their defensive line. And knowing what we've just saw from Ohio State's offensive line, maybe want to chalk that up to fatigue. But either way, we saw an offensive line that was not physical, that was not fast, and that was not completely locked in. Now, if they play down to that level again, they'll just get beat eventually if it's Texas A&M or somebody else. But I think Miami's defensive line, I'd rather play A&M.
I'm not saying that A&M's not good. I think they are a good team. But we get so wrapped up in the SEC, like you said, being the, oh, it's the grind. Well, they avoided pretty much anybody of consequence. And some of that was not in their control. You know, they had LSU on the schedule. They had a road game at LSU.
And they turned out to stink this year, and they fired their coach.
Exactly right. They had a road game at LSU.
They had no Alabama, no Alabama, no Georgia
on the
schedule.
And they lost to Texas. That's right. Their biggest victory. They have two big victories. One was at Notre Dame, which was a very good win. Right? where they won by one and their defense looked like trash. But still, they won the game. Who cares? Also, they won at Missouri. But when you're looking at the Missouri game as your other big win, air quote, on your conference schedule, that's not to say they can't win at all. But let's stop looking back at the SEC schedule like it's a complete and total meat grinder every single week, because it's not.
It can be for some teams. And then
Depends on the year, right?
For other teams, it can be just a regular old schedule, like happened to be.
We had Penn State on the schedule this year. We didn't know what the hell Penn State was going to be.
Well, and there's also been years where you look back at Big Ten champions and you get to avoid Ohio State and Michigan. You get to avoid the two juggernauts, you know? That makes a big difference if you're going to try to sneak your way into a Big Ten title game or
Indiana,
win the conference.
Who avoided Ohio State? Did they avoid Michigan?
Or did they kick Michigan's? No, they did avoid both.
Yeah, they played Penn State, they played Oregon.
Oregon on the road, which is obviously a mighty tough game, and Penn State on the road, which you looked at that at the start of the season, and you said, well, that's fine. Like, and Penn State still turned out to be a very difficult game. I thought it would going into that game, because you thought that Penn State was going to have to wake up and show some pride at one point, but what about the other games that we got coming
Tulane
up?
At Ole Miss. Now, I find myself in a little bit of a conundrum, because part of
about
me
a pickle?
Wants to root for Ole Miss, because I think they've been done dirty and, you know, their head coach abandoned them, all of that. Now, I hate everything from the South, and I love to see like a team like Tulane go in there and beat them, because how are they ever going to shut their mouths about that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a good game. I think Ole Miss covers. I think the spread's like 17.5 or something like that. But what a story that would be if Tulane went in there, gave him a football game.
Oh yeah, and you know what? I don't want to get into the rooting for Ole Miss. I do feel bad. I'll always feel that way about Lane Kiffin's decision to go to LSU.
Lane Kiffin is a loser.
Everybody is telling us that this LSU job is just the best job in the history of the world, and I would say there's a pretty good amount of pressure now on Lane Kiffin.
Kiffin's a loser, and
so now
guys
we'll
like
know.
Nick Saban are clowns for sticking up for him.
So now we're going to know, though. Like, if Lane goes to LSU and he doesn't win at all, we know. Like, you had just started to show some pretty promising stuff that was starting to change your past tune about being the guy that can't sit still for sometimes more than a year. Was that Tennessee for 1 year? Ooh, USC is open. I think I got to go there. So I don't want to get into too much of rooting for Ole Miss because of who we're really rooting for in this thing, and that's Ohio State, and that's where the allegiances are. But I feel bad the way that it went down for them, and I don't think that having the Tulanes and the James Madisons of the world in our playoff is the right way to go about it. I don't want to bang on that drum the entire time. This is our format. I do think it's cool for a program like James Madison, especially. They've barely even been in FBS that long.
Right.
And now here they are, a 12-win team. They're going to go on the road to Oregon and have their shot.
James Madison goes to Oregon, like you said. Spread's even bigger for this game. I don't expect it to be competitive. Really, when you look at these matchups, you got, you know, tonight, Alabama, Oklahoma. Should be a decent game. I assume it'll do a nice audience because there's really nothing else that's competing against it.
Better chance for the road team to win tonight.
But
right?
Then you have Miami, Texas A&M. That's the noon game tomorrow. But then after that, you have Saturday NFL football in the late afternoon and the evening windows. You have Eagles and Commanders. That'll be like a 4 o'clock start.
5 o'clock kickoff.
Is it five?
Yay!
And then the night game is going to be Packers and Bears.
Ooh!
I mean, that's a big game.
That's a really big game.
I really think when you look at Tulane Ole Miss and James Madison Oregon going directly head-to-head up against the NFL. Look, the NFL's always going to be king. I get it. You're going to lose even if it's a playoff game against a regular season NFL game. I get it. But there's one thing to lose, and there's another thing to be humiliated in the ratings for your playoff showcase games, and I think that's going to happen tomorrow.
You are absolutely right. I'm trying to, for example, find the rating for last year's championship game, because I remember having a viewpoint about this going in. Where were we on our last AFC and NFC championship ratings? Like, they continue to just do gargantuan numbers. I think it's over 50. I think it's north of 50 to 55 million.
Is it that many?
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that at the end of a new format like this, that when you got to those last teams standing, there would be a ton. And not that there wasn't.
And it was Ohio State and Notre Dame.
It was Ohio State and Notre Dame. Like, you couldn't have gotten two bigger brands. I thought that it would rival. I knew it wasn't going to get to Super Bowl type numbers. That's maybe a pipe dream. But I thought maybe it could approach that 45, 50 million AFC, NFC championship.
What did it get? 25?
34.
34. Okay.
I just was. And that's a huge number. That's a bigger number than college football's ever done.
Yeah.
But I still thought that it was going to be bigger by going to that format.
Nick Saban is a really dumb guy who thinks he's smart. And I'm going to tell you why coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
They're working to clear a stall on the west side on I-70 eastbound at State Route 315. Plan for some slowdowns here. Also, State Route 161 westbound, just past Johnstown Road, that is closed because of an accident. All lanes are blocked there, and it looks like you'll need some extra time. This report sponsored by RRFoundationSpecialists.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialists. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work, just honest, expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage and visit RRFoundationSpecialist.com today. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
At the start of the holiday season, I opened up my Cameo video request.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And I was going to, you know, do it and raise money for charity. And $20 at a time, I've raised a couple thousand dollars.
Are you serious?
Which I will then double. And we're going to donate that money to charity. But I'm leaving the Cameo open only for a couple more days. So if you want me to do a video for you for the holiday season, hop onto Cameo. Just search Common Man. You'll find me. And I'll make a personalized video. And I'll make it as tasteless as you want it to be. Or as wholesome.
My math's not too good, but you've done...
I've done a lot of videos.
Quite a few of those videos.
Yeah, I've done a lot of videos.
That's and a lot I appreciate of time. It. That's good of you. That's well, nice.
I didn't say they were good videos, but...
Well, how long would you say each one is? And you have to...
Depends. Minute and a half,
and you have
minutes.
To actually... But you got to take the time to read what the request is so
oh,
you can
absolutely.
Actually personalize the message.
Yeah. And the more details you give me, the better the video is going to be.
Absolutely.
Some are just like, hey, my friend Reggie likes the show. My guy. All right.
You just say, oh, you got a radio. Must be nice.
But if you tell me something about Reggie, like he's only got one nut... Well, I can use that.
Half sacky Reggie?
That's right.
Hey, Reggie.
Nick Saban. This guy just...
Not my kind of guy?
No. And he's the worst kind of stupid because he's just a total hypocrite who's oblivious to the fact that he's stupid.
What's he on? Which part?
Well,
which comment has you saying this
he
today?
He was on McAfee yesterday, and he was talking about how James Madison and Tulane don't deserve to be in here. And look, that is a conversation we can have, and I'm not even saying that he's wrong.
Right, we just had a little bit of that conversation. Yeah.
Right, I'm not even saying that he's wrong. Nick Saban and I probably agree that they shouldn't be there. However, the logic that he gives for the reason they shouldn't be there is mind-numbingly stupid. Here's what he said. Would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it, Would you let them in the World Series playoff? That's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets into the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't. Now, let's break that down. First of all, that's not the equivalent because
that's not the rule.
And they actually have a rule. But let's just say the rule is stupid. Nick Saban wants to stand on his principles and say, no, we played a different level of football. We should not be playing these teams. It's a disrespect to not only the players on our team, but also on their team because they're not in our league. Nick Saban and the SEC is the same conference that goes out and schedules Samford and the Citadel.
Yeah, and Arc Pine Bluff and insert Sun Belt team or Southern Conference team. No, sorry, Sun Belt is actually FBS. You're usually playing teams that aren't even in the same division. They literally don't even compete for the same national championship that you do.
These are glorified scrimmages that do count as regular season games. They are a game. You schedule them. Now, last time I checked, the Guardians are not going to schedule a three-game set with the Toledo Mudhens.
No, nor are they playing a real game against the Savannah Bananas or something like that.
Now, Nick Saban was also the guy as the head coach when he would hold media availability the week that he was playing his cupcake of the year. He would chastise the media when they would say things like, hey, coach, you have an opportunity this week, maybe get your second, third stringers in the game in the second half. Don't disrespect our opponent like that. They're coming in here to win the game, and we're game planning to beat them. And he would chastise the media for daring to take a shot at a team like the Citadel.
Maybe the most annoying thing that Saban would do.
Yeah.
And he'd bang that podium. Remember he had that oversized bottle of Coke up there, be vibrating
and
all over the place.
And now here he is. Here he is saying schools like that don't belong in a playoff. They're not in our league. Nick, I agree with you, buddy.
Before we get to agreeing with him, we have to focus on the point that this isn't even a factually correct statement. Look, we can have the opinion that a school like James Madison and a school like Tulane could not win a national championship in this current setup. And you know what? 999 times out of 1,000, we would be right. And when you keep starting over with a new college football playoff every year and you have juggernaut teams and then these guys, it's virtually impossible for them to do so. But the way the college football is set up, they are actually supposed to be there. There's no other national championship for them to compete in or play for.
Now, they're talking about doing one.
Yes, I've talked about this for a decade.
I think that would be a great idea.
There needs to be a subdivision. Yeah. I mean, this is sort of, it's football.
A cul-de-sac, yeah, if a cul-de-sac. You like, in the subdivision.
But they Tulane and JMU compete in FBS, football bowl subdivision. That's the top level. So this is the only thing that they can win. That's why I've always had the opinion that's stupid. Then you have to set something up where they could actually compete. You have the teams at the top, the big juggernauts of college football. They compete in this college football playoff. Then you have another one. So the JMUs, the Tulanes, the, I don't know, Memphises of the world. What do we say? What are they, in the American Conference? You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're talking about.
Then they can actually have a feeder system to something they can compete for and win. Because those FCS schools, we're going to have some fun. We're watching. They've had the playoff system for a long time.
And it's great.
Villanova's won a national championship before. Montana State, they've won national championships.
Tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. So you got
money.
You got dog playoff games, at least on paper. I don't know what you're going to get between Tulane and Ole Miss and James Madison and Oregon. But opposite Tulane and Ole Miss, on ABC, you've got Montana and Montana State.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that perhaps pulls a similar number?
I don't.
Than Ole Miss and Tulane on TNT tomorrow?
I don't, but I'm not entirely confident about that.
I mean, the NFL is going to blow them both out of the water.
What you bring up, though, these are the things that I would like to see. Like that I'll be curious to see what that looks like on Monday or Tuesday when we get those ratings out.
We really haven't done any go to jails today.
Yeah, I got some right in front
of
me.
I'm really disappointed in you. And Teddy. He's been sleeping over there the whole damn show.
I don't know if this was accurate. It probably is, but Downtown Dad mentioned that last Friday, I think we did like three the whole show. So I don't know what we're doing here.
Timmy wasn't here last Friday, and so. I'm too stupid. I can't walk and chew gum.
That's right. You don't know how to operate the burner phone.
We've been yapping.
We forgot about that.
We've been yapping since 3:46 too. So can I go?
Go.
Let me go, and I'll tell you. You can throw some emails. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nathan chimes in. This was from earlier in the week, but I had it earmarked for today's go to jail. I got to throw Hyde Park to jail.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh, I know. No. I got to hear this. But the good thing is, it's not for anything about the service related. There was a round table of 8 grown-ups singing Christmas carols the entire freaking time. God. It wasn't a private room. Yeah. It was in the general population, Gen Pop. This was 5 days ago, and I'm still ticked about it. Hyde Park isn't cheap, and I had to spend that kind of money, and I had to listen to grown-ups sing nonstop. F! I have no patience for people who think others want to hear their music. This goes for the beach and especially golf courses. I don't care that you play music when you play. I listen, but I don't wake up in the morning hoping that I can hear some average a-hole's crappy music on the course from 2 holes away. Have some decency. Keep it to yourself. Stop singing while I'm trying to enjoy my steak. I hate people. Go to jail.
I co-sign all of that.
That's a good one, Nathan.
I'm actually going to send every single person at that table, anybody who is partaking in caroling, to 35 years in jail.
My God.
All right, because I can't
stand. Are you talking about, like, even caroling in a caroling setting?
No.
Okay, yeah.
That's not a caroling setting.
No, that's not a caroling setting.
At least if you're going door to door, I can choose not to answer my door.
Correct.
You have no control over where you're sitting at this restaurant. You did not book something in the caroling section.
Do people still do a classic? I've never in my entire life had a ding dong.
I have.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What it is? It's kids and it's cute.
That's fine.
Some little girls in our neighborhood, they go around. It's cute. You're right. When an adult does it, we're walking around with some mulled wine and singing carols. Get a life, loser.
Well, what if they're good, though?
I don't care if they're good. It has nothing to do with good. It's the intrusion. That's the problem. The goodness has nothing to do with it.
You don't have to answer, but we've established you don't have to answer the door.
No, but you do have to sit at the table next to these people.
No, right.
And deal with that crap.
No, we can agree. The steakhouse
thing is bad. Because I like it, everybody else likes it. I was at the Crooked Can this past weekend.
We got a lot of that with dogs.
They got a sign. They got a sign now at the Crooked Can. No dogs that aren't service animals are allowed inside. What's the first thing that I see when I walk in there? Dog. And let me tell you something. It wasn't a service animal. People don't care. Well, I like my dog. Why don't you like my dog?
Good thing I wasn't there. I would have gotten bit by it.
But the dogs have gotten to know you.
And I wouldn't have done anything to deserve it either.
No, that's wrong.
I'd just be trying to eat my hot mess hamburger and then...
All right, more go to jails. And I have a little financial proposition for all of you listeners out there, okay? I want to make a deal with you. This is a binding contract. If you're listening to this show, we're going to have a little come to Jesus.
Okay.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
An accident has caused the closure of State Route 161 westbound, just past Johnstown Road, so watch for delays there. On the north side, I-270 at Worthington Galena Road, traffic is heavy in pockets. This report sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up. Phones down. Take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and the Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Ducks. Live fan coverage starts Saturday night at 9:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Give the gift. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And there's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list.
It's Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Look, we're all friends here, right? A lot of you listeners have been with me for 20 plus years through different versions of this show. And of all the versions of the show that I've done, this one with you, Timmy, is the most recent.
This is the most recent show that we've done.
That's right. That's not a lie. I really mean that, buddy.
Hopefully it's the shortest running.
But look, we go back together. We've seen each other get married and grow up and have children and all that. And I think we need to have some sort of financial understanding. Was it the Powerball? It's $1.5 billion.
Yeah, the Powerball jackpot.
$1.5 billion. Is the jackpot. And I want you to think back to all the years of entertainment. And all I ask is if one of you out there wins the Powerball, to share some of it with me. I mean, haven't I earned it?
I mean, that's a lot of money. What are you going to do with all that money anyway?
Exactly.
This is free entertainment.
Haven't I earned it? I think I've at least earned $10 million.
I mean, some of the people are sending us those Rapt reports. It's like, you know, thousands of minutes listened to.
And think about
it. It's a lot of free joy.
If you pay me $10 million, then I'll be here for you. I'm not just going to go away. I'll continue to do the show. I'll continue to entertain you every single day. You're just paying for more entertainment. I was going to retire in like 9 years anyway. I may blow right past that if I got $10 million from you. Now, on the other hand,
I would like to say that, you know, I would think that I could also garner, I'm not going to say $10
million.
If you take 10 because you've built what you've built,
you get at least,
I've kind of come in here,
$2.75.
Jumped onto the successful, you know, freight train here, and I'll take 33%, 33.3%. I won't even say half as much.
Of 10 million.
Of 10 million. So 3.33 million is what I'll accept. I think that's fair.
We'll round down.
Three.
Yeah.
Three million. Three's fine. I'll be happy as a clam for that. And thank you.
We'll hook Teddy up too. I mean, we got him some gift cards. And
Teddy should get more than me. Yeah.
I probably should get like 5 million.
How about 4?
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
But I know if we gave you the money, we'd never see you again. That's the thing.
I'd still be around.
You would?
Yeah. Where would I go? Come on.
That's fair.
What am I doing?
Wrightsville Beach. Teddy will retire to North Carolina.
You love all the. What's your favorite Carolina beach down there?
Carolina Beach.
Yeah. What about Kure Beach?
It's okay.
What about Oak Island? What about Southport?
As wonderful as it is just to name places in North Carolina, allow me to get to the second half of this financial proposition. The other side of that is, if I win, I'm going to share a certain amount of money with all of you. Now, there are some of you out there, the hardest of the hardcore, that have had a little trinket sent to your house. Okay? You didn't ask for it. You didn't pay for it. But you've showed us how loyal you are. And you have a little Common Man and Timmy trinket. If you are the proud holder of one of those cards, if I win the $1.5 billion, I promise each of you, with a card, $100,000.
Ooh.
All right?
Wow.
So, that's for our most special listeners. But, if you can also prove to me forensically that you listen to this show all the time.
How do you do? How do you?
Maybe it's a Spotify rant. Maybe it's a, you know,
that could be doctored,
a simple quiz where we talk about what we've lit, what we've talked about. We ask questions about that.
I'd say if you could get like an 80% or better on what we do, could be a difficult
you
quiz.
You can pass a listenership quiz.
Yeah.
Then I got a chunk of money for you too. At least 10 grand. I mean, it's not going to be 100,000 level
now,
but at least 10 grand. I'm going to take care of the entire listening audience if I am to win. All I ask in return is that if one of you wins, you take care of us.
So everybody gets so into this, and that's very nice of you. The only thing that I would suggest is that for those like hardest of hardcore listeners, maybe we pump that up a little bit. We don't want to have too much money. I would say, you know, we appreciate the listeners so much to a point where I think they should hit the seven-figure plateau. I think it should just be a cool $1 million. Because we're talking maybe around like 100 or less than 100. Because look at what we're at right here.
So you think my $100,000 is cheap?
I'm not saying it's cheap. I'm just saying let's be more generous. Of course, $100,000 for just listening to the show is generous. But I think our generosity should just know no bounds. Well, it's going to know some bounds. It's going to stop at $1 million. It can't be crazy. We're not just going to be splitting it like evenly with everybody. But look, there's a website called USA Mega.
It's USA Mega?
It's not USA MAGA. It's a different one. Don't go. No. That's for other things. But you go to this and it gives you like the actual state by state breakdown. Big Rick was telling us about this. And it tells you everything from the sales tax to what the average per year is if you don't want the lump sum, and then what the lump net payout is going to be. And in Ohio, where it has hit its number, if you take the lump sum after taxes and everything, it's still $412.7 million straight cash, homie. That's what you're getting.
All right, here's what I'll do. And I said this to my wife once and she yelled at me. And I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever because we've won. But if I win $412 million, I'm giving away $312 million.
You want $100 million?
I'm going to keep $100 million for myself.
Yep.
And I'm going to give away. So I'm going to divvy that up to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
$312
million. Ooh, baby.
Just saying. It's all to you. And it's a gift. We don't have to pay taxes on a gift, do you? I don't know. I'm giving it to you.
No, you don't. No.
You said that like you're confident. You have no idea.
No, you don't have to give it. It's a gift. You don't have to pay taxes.
That's the gift that keeps company on giving the whole year.
It's not like
year.
The company giving you a bonus and then there's some taxes on that. No, you're just giving your friend some cash. Doesn't George Clooney give his friends like millions of dollars?
Don't have to worry about any of that.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Why? Why don't you have to worry about it?
Well, if you're going to be negative,
I'm not going to win.
If you're going to be negative about it, Teddy.
No, I'm talking about bonuses. You don't have to worry about.
Oh, no bonuses here. Yeah, no bonuses.
Where's the Christmas bonus this year?
We didn't get the Christmas bonus.
We got a bonus every year.
We got the Jelly of the Month Club, though.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I'll tell you what. Nothing beats a good apricot preserve. You know how I feel about the apricot preserves.
You really do
pretty
want a
jelly. Delicious.
You would like a Jelly of the Month.
I would.
They're not bad.
Pretty good. Pick your parlay coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slow because of an accident on the north outer belt westbound at Sawmill Road. The vehicles involved are on the right side, but traffic is still pretty slow. Also, over on State Route 161 westbound, just past Johnstown Road, all lanes are blocked because of an accident there. This report sponsored by RRFoundationSpecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialist for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit RRFoundationSpecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face.
as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State men's hoops battles number 12 North Carolina Saturday at 3 in the CBS Sports Classic from Atlanta. Coverage on the Fan starts at 2. In college football, Alabama visits Oklahoma tonight in the college football playoff first round at 8. In 11 days, Ohio State will play the winner of Miami and Texas A&M, who duel tomorrow at noon. South Florida announced former Buckeyes offensive coordinator Tim Beck is Brian Hartline's new OC. Hartline's brother Mike will serve as Bulls quarterbacks coach. On the recruiting trail, 2027 four-star linebacker Quentin Cypher has committed to Ohio State. Cypher chose the Buckeyes over Georgia, Alabama, and Miami. NBA tonight, Cavs host the Bulls at 7:30. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Instead of new year, new you, how about new year, better you? More focused, healthier, lighter, and most importantly, happier. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy hey, Friday.
Shout out Nicole for giving us a little gift earlier today. That's Nicole right. Sheeran of 10 TV, not only did she give us some t-shirts, which were quite funny, they were Atlanta-themed t-shirts. I like that. She gave us the best holiday treat money can buy. We're talking about the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. I just had one.
I had one earlier.
What's the best part of it? Is it just the consistency?
It's all together.
It's just, you know, every bite is delicious.
It's nostalgia in a wrapper. That's what it is.
But it's like, it's chunky, but it's moist. It's just delicious.
It's chunky and moist. That's right, Timmy. You should be a Food Network star.
I don't know how to describe it.
I got to tell you, kids, it's chunky and moist. Timmy Hall here for rock and roll.
take a bite while you're listening to your Johnny B. Good.
Don't have too much fun at the sock hop this weekend.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
I got some pick your part. You want to talk about pizzazz and rock and roll?
I do.
Pick your parlay.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
It's a weekend of college football playoff action. Let's get things started with the matchup for tonight. The best one on paper for the entire weekend, Alabama at Oklahoma. Sooners are favorites by a point and a half. Oklahoma beat Alabama already once this season in Tuscaloosa. Bama played the worst game they could possibly play and still only lost by two. Both of these teams have problems. But much like what we saw with the Buckeyes in Oregon last season, it's tough to beat a team twice in the same season. I think Bama goes on the road and gets it done. Miami and Texas A&M tomorrow. People keep asking me who I want the Buckeyes to play. The prospect of playing in Texas in front of a lot of Texas hillbillies does not bother me. Buckeyes travel better than anyone. It's not going to be a problem. For me, this is a quarterback play. A&M's Marcel Reed has played two full seasons of football, so he's a veteran, but doesn't have that playoff experience. Carson Beck, on the other hand, has done it all. He's performed on some big stages. Will that be enough to get Miami over the hump? No! A&M wins quickly. Ole Miss covers a 16.5 against Tulane. Oregon covers a 21.5 against James Madison. Who cares? Here's what I'm excited for tomorrow. Montana and Montana State. Getting the door price, 700 smacks. Bobcat Stadium in Bozeman. Bo Bishop spent a week there one night. Capacity just under 21,000. Montana already lost to Montana State this season. In fact, that was their only loss of the season. Now they go on the road to try and avenge it. And I say they do it. Lose the Bobcats twice in one season? Unheard of. It won't be done. One more game. Packers visiting the Bears tomorrow. We just saw this game a few weeks ago up at Lambeau with the Packers getting the win. Bears are home favorites by a point and a half. Years of frustration will boil up to the surface. I don't care if it's Toyota-thon or not. Jordan Love is going to go into Soldier Field and feel the wrath of 30 years of frustration in this rivalry. Bears win by a million! Let's go!
Let's go, Bears! All right, Mike, here we go. We are going to first start with a little Montana, Montana State as well. I knew you'd be all over this one. I've got Montana winning, but give me Montana with the 5.5 points, and let's go with the over. These guys know how to run their offenses in the elements anyhow. They can put up points. I like Keeley Ayotte to do some damage in this one, and then Malakiliki Maka will be the thing they say when the Grizz beat the Bobcats ace on the road. Then, for more sweet, sweet FCS-loving action, those 2009 national champs will defend Villanova Stadium and down Illinois State. Take the Cats. They're great in basketball. They're even better in football right now. Then, as we load up our college football hopper, A&M to win, Ole Miss to cover, Oregon to cover, and Oklahoma to win. We got a lot of good, juicy stuff in there now. Then, we step into some NFL Saturday action. Nothing gets me going like seeing my Washington Commanders dead in the water at this point in the season. But I tell you what, when I see Marcus Mariota, when I see Mariota out there, he's doing his thing. He's going to want to play well so, you know, he can go back to the crib and then watch his Ducks later on that night. He's going to want to be in a good mood. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to pick my guys to win, but let's cover the 7-point spread. What do you say? But maybe I'll put on my satin jacket, or maybe I'll get super crazy and wear my 3-time Super Bowl champs Redskins jacket that Mikey got me.
Ooh, racist.
But I can't wear that ever because, you know, racist.
You can wear it in the house.
You can wear it in the house. You can't go out in the light of day. Then
probably get a lot of high fives.
Puka Nacua. Then
you do actually get a lot of high fives.
I wore that in the Sam's Club once. They're like, yeah, damn right. Never should have changed it. I'm like, where am I? I thought it was in the north here. Then we've got college basketball. How do you hum that CBS theme again? Bum bum ba da bum 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 ba da bum bum ba da bum bum. Oh yeah, ba da ba bum ba 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 ba. North Carolina versus the Ohio State Buckeyes, the world famous. They're down in Atlanta.
Peace up, A-Town.
Of course they are. So, what do you think? 2.5-point spread. Take the Buckeyes to win. Am I crazy? Yeah, I am. How are they going to match up with Henry Veesaar, the 7-footer, and Caleb Wilson, one of the most dynamic freshmen in the game? Well, I'll tell you how. Bruce Thornton's going to score 57 points. That's what. John Mobley Jr., he was starting to make that turn in their last game where he was just playing a better floor game. He just had better stuff, better look on his face. He's going to have a big game. He's going to score 17 points for you. Christoph Tilly, he's going to give you 16. And you want to know the biggest key with this Ohio State basketball team right now? Who's that guy? That's Amari Bynum. That's the stud freshman. That's the key to all this. His level of play, it's rising. Buckeyes win the game. You put all that in. This is a conservative bet for me. $2 gets you 425. Let's go, Teddy.
Teddy.
All right. Pizzazz.
Just because you say it doesn't mean it's real.
All right.
Damn.
I have a 6-pick parlay. It's all the college football games.
All right, come on.
And I have some disagreements with you guys.
All right, here we go.
All right. I'm taking, Timmy, you mentioned Illinois State at Villanova. Yeah, rock and roll. I'm going to go with Illinois State. I'm going with the road team in that one. Montana State. I'm with Common Man on this one. I think Montana goes in and gets the job done this time.
Yeah, on the road.
A little revenge.
Grizzlies.
Now,
heavy metal, baby.
Alabama, Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma wins again. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I'm taking Oklahoma like 20-17 in that game. The Hurricanes going on the road, of course, to Texas A&M. I think the Hurricanes get it done. I think they're the better team. They're going to win that one. All right, Tulane, Ole Miss. Take Tulane and the points. Ooh. 17.5. Ooh. I think Tulane will keep it right there. Now,
yeah. And
the other one with Oregon and James Madison.
You're in the jungle, baby.
I think Oregon's going to take it to them.
You're going down.
Lay the 20.5. Oregon wins by 3 touchdowns. You put $10 on this, you're going to win $700. Take it to the bank. Pizzazz. Rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll, baby. That's rock and roll. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. World famous Ohio State Buckeye.
Yeah, the all-American girl.
Jenny Tab.
Would you say Bruce is going to have 57 points tomorrow?
He's going to have to.
By the way,
Bruce Thornton.
Win. has 57 points tomorrow. His new nickname is Mr. Ketchup. Because just like 57 points, there's 57 varieties of Heinz ketchup.
Oh, my God.
He's Mr. Ketchup.
Didn't even think about that when I said 57
Ooh,
points.
Rock and roll.
Let's rock, baby.
Let's do more whispering on the radio. That's good for ratings.
Go to jail Friday.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some go to jail. It's coming up next. We're going to get sued for sexual assault just for talking like this. Sentence ourselves to jail. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some good news this time around. The accident on the north outer belt westbound at Sawmill Road is out of the way. Traffic is getting back to posted speeds. And State Route 161 westbound has reopened near Johnstown Road as they cleared an accident. You're still a little slow in the area. This report sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialists. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work, just honest, expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com today. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tybus.
Cooper Flagg. He played in Maine.
He from Maine?
Yes, he is from Maine. They said the whole
never
state.
Never even heard of somebody being from Maine.
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A little breezy out there with a couple of flurries. Temperatures in the low 20s on this Friday. Overnight down to around 20 degrees with partly cloudy skies and decreasing winds. We'll be a bit warmer on your Saturday with more clouds and a bit breeze in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Rock and roll, baby.
Go to jail Friday.
Yeah, it is go to jail Friday. You can get in that too. Rock got to me. You can get in touch with us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You can always text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Or we are on Twitter next, at manandtimmy971. Do throw us a line. My guys.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
Go to jail, lady who cut the entire line at Kohl's over the weekend. That's not very good.
It's not good. I think the Kohl's mom should punch you right in the stomach.
All the good, clean boys and girls were waiting patiently in the long line for purchases and returns.
Their time is more important than anybody else's time.
I like when people talk to us this way, though. I was up next to go to the next available cashier. In walks Christmas Karen, who goes straight from the store entrance to the cashier I was supposed to go to. She then complains to the cashier about how she was in here earlier doing the self-pickup, but grabbed the wrong item and made the cashier leave her register to help find her stuff. As she's walking away, she looks over at me and the other folks who properly got in line, shrugs, and waves us off. We're living in a society. We're supposed to act in a civilized way. Jarin, thank you. Go to jail.
It's one thing to be oblivious. It's another thing not to care. Not saying one's better than the other, but I'm going to give that person 25 years in jail. I'm picking up Chinese food yesterday.
You're too...
I walk in. I get in the line.
Yeah?
There's a pickup line.
Yeah?
Okay. But then people just walk right in the door and go right up to the counter. What do you think we're all waiting here for? We're all waiting here to pick up our food. No, what? We haven't paid yet. Yeah, oh, yeah.
What?
Don't even pay attention. The name's Joe. Well, good job, Joe. And you know what?
Here, let me. Can I ask you a follow-up question?
The poor cashier is not equipped to handle just old, crotchety old people, so they don't say anything. They just let them cut the line.
Can I ask a follow-up?
What?
You're talking about a very specific Chinese restaurant.
Correct.
You love the spot.
Correct.
Hunan Line. Does it have a very distinct pickup line, and is there order to it? Because
it doesn't
when I go
matter.
In,
what you do is you go in, you see people standing there aimlessly,
mm-hmm.
and you say, hi, are you in line for pickup?
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes.
And can I tell you something? It's never the young people that society has so many problems with. It's the old mm-hmm. farts that don't care about anybody else. It's always the cranky old people.
Because we've got the Roosters on Hilliard Rome. It's a great location. And it is always, I don't know how anyone in there isn't a millionaire. The place is just hopping all the time. And when you go in to do the pickup, there's so many people all over the place. I have to do exactly what you just said.
Laser turtle. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I have to say, are you guys waiting? Did you see? And they're
I just cut
we're
in front
waiting.
Of you. And that was rude of me.
You did.
I apologize.
Stepped all over me.
I just was in the YouTube chat. I saw Laser Turtle say, Chinese on Thursday, Mikey? Thought Wednesday was Hunan Day. Well, normally Wednesday is Hunan Day, but Mikey had to go to Dayton on Wednesday and eat crappy Marion's pizza. So then I had to get Chinese food on Thursday instead.
Is this a bit?
Are you a bit?
Yes.
The bit's over.
No.
Bring T-Bone back.
No. Crappy pizza?
Let's go.
Stop it.
Go.
You got filled up with jails, just to let you know. My good, clean lotto winners.
You switched the samples.
All the money in the world is going to save me. I think you meant all the money in the world is not going to save me from the pain and suffering that some of our fine citizens bring me for not knowing how to maneuver a basic drive-through. So the black Ford at the McDonald's the other day, what in the world are we doing? It's a double-sided drive-thru, and she just pulled up from the side without making a determination which lane to go in, and she just sat there. Then it appeared as if she was finishing a phone call, sitting 20 seconds, 45 seconds. After a minute, I was so angry, I pulled all the way around, stopped beside her, and gave her a stare. She was completely unaware what she was doing. Wake up! Go to jail.
Now, again, that's oblivious. Does that make it better?
Yeah, no.
Five years.
No.
Oh, you say no?
No.
Stupidity is not an excuse?
15 years.
Okay.
What do you mean oblivious?
I'm sorry.
You have your car. You're going to do a phone call or finish a task when you are blocking two drive-through lanes? What are we doing?
You're right. I'm sorry.
We do live in a society.
15 years. And then parole, you have to apply for it after 15.
It's absolutely.
Have you learned your lesson?
Absolutely ridiculous right here. Let's see. Let's go back to the burner. She actually incorrectly said my tool of the week. So jail for myself.
Yep.
My guys.
I have to eat so I can take my back pill.
It's the chick at the table next to us FaceTiming quite loudly while my husband and I were trying to have a nice quiet lunch together at the Polaris Grill. Not that that makes a difference. Rude. Go to jail. Same type of category right here. 5 years in jail for me.
I wish.
We got some unaware people out there right now.
We had a separate jail. Just for public speakerphone people and FaceTime people. No one wants to hear your conversation. Yes, I know it's such a burden to put the phone up to your ear, holding it out so you could talk into it is much more convenient for you. I understand.
I also don't like the look of when people are just walking everywhere and the phone is just like up. And kind of pointed out.
How is that more comfortable?
Who are you talking to while you're going to the store? Would you just put it away, do a task, and then
go somewhere
in privacy?
We can't complete
a task. In your car when you're not driving.
We need to be
or blocking
constantly
a drive-thru.
Stimulated at every
Why?
Turn.
And I guess that is better than just like, because I do say like we text each other all the time. Some people were not into a lot of voice calls. The art of actually calling someone on the phone is sort of a lost art. There's some good to that. But when you're out and about and you're at, I don't know why I'm doing Sebastian Maniscalco.
You're very.
You gotta put the phone in your pocket, okay? What? Just get on with your day a little bit. Here's one more right now. My good, clean actors.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Please, please. I like this one. This is me too. Send my two sons, 15 and 13, to jail. Why are so many of these teenage boys hell-bent on wearing next to nothing when temperatures are in the single digits? I plead, I yell. Sometimes I force them to wear their coats and actual shoes in this weather. But other times I'm trying to let them F around and find out. Go to jail, my boys.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. They're going to F around and find out, get pneumonia, then they stay home from school, and it becomes your problem again.
You have to force. Here's a real
you
thing.
Pin them down and
you tie the shoes on
you
them.
You put shoes and pants on them.
We went to this little card show on Saturday. It was like an hour drive away, and it started to snow while we were there, and I had to laugh out loud because there was like a good 3 inches of snow that accumulated, and we had a bit of a walk back to our car, and Jack is wearing his slides. I'm like, oh, you know, if only there was like a way that you could, you know, put a pair of boots on or a pair of shoes on. It's wintertime. Even if it wasn't snowing, it's freezing cold outside. They don't wear coats. They just have their little crew neck, you know, Nike sweatshirts that they roll their sleeves up beyond their elbows. I don't know what to do. I had this conversation. I told him, look, like, I get like the Ryan Baker model. You just are going from the car into school where it's 70 degrees and sunny. You're not outside for that long. But what if something happens? What if the bus breaks down? What if the heat goes out? What if there's an emergency? You have to leave the school?
Don't think like that. And because they're stupid.
This is what I spelled it out. This is what I said. Like, so if you're not going to have proper clothing or shoes or a coat in this kind of weather, if something happened like that, you will die. And he said, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm like, okay. All right, good answer. I'm like, what do I say to that? I spelled it out for you. You will die. All you have to do is have proper clothes, gloves, hat, coat.
You can stuff it in your locker. You know what? I'm good with that, too. Because all of a sudden, all this money I've been saving for college.
You are choosing.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You are choosing dying out in the snow, freezing like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, and that's it. Okay.
My daughter's dumb, too. She comes home, her knuckles are all dry and red and cut up. I sent the kid to school with gloves on. But she goes out for recess, doesn't put the gloves on.
She doesn't know where they are,
and
does she?
And then she says, oh, my hands hurt so much. We put lotion on them. They burn. You know, you could avoid all this by putting the gloves on.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it for 1 minute. I mean, I like to be cold, too. And the whole fun about how it is freezing cold is you can put on the jacket of your choice to get to the warmth level that you prefer.
All I wanted was it to get cool enough so I could put on my jackets.
I love my jackets.
I had a little starter jacket. Oh, I had a pullover,
hoodies and jackets.
It was great. I couldn't wait to get to jacket weather.
Even a vest, a puffer vest with a sweatshirt under it would be fine.
A vest.
We went to a Jackets game not long ago. He walked to the arena with a t-shirt. And I just shook my head and just laughed.
What we need to do, because if you do it, it's psychologically damaging. We need to have a service where someone like me comes to your house, physically...
An arbitrator?
...pins your child down and dresses them.
We have a...
Forcefully.
We have a neutral party.
Right. This way you can just be like, well, I didn't do it. Crazy guy came in the house and put some clothes on you.
Do you get to use demeaning language to a certain extent?
To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, no profanity, but you get
Why
to use,
like,
tone.
Why do you want the girls to look at your chicken legs? Put some jeans on.
You're going to get sick.
You're disgusting. Your body is gross. Cover it.
Would you fix your hair?
You look like you got a mop on your head.
I like my mop.
Valenza!
Valenza!
Final walkthrough coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got construction, Bryce Road, both ways over I-70. You're down to just one lane, so plan for those slowdowns. Taking a look on the north side at I-270 at US 23. Traffic is still heavy in pockets, but you're looking good. Roads here are dry. This report sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year. From sudden injuries to serious illness, their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, boy.
Just some idiot kids out there with their rock and roll music. My God.
You kids need to start paying attention. Take care of yourselves. Put your coats on.
You know, maybe you're saying
freeze to death
to yourself, you're not going to possibly do a final walkthrough today because the Buckeyes aren't playing tomorrow. Well, that doesn't matter.
That's happened two times before.
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, I think the final walkthrough should be something we do the whole year.
Oh, I don't think I can. I don't think I can do
it.
Want
to know why? Because I don't do anything for it. I just sit back and relax.
I give and I give and I give. I can't keep it up. I can't keep it up for 52 weeks out of the year, man.
This is 4 minutes and 33 seconds where I just sit here and touch my sloppy bum bum while you
must be nice.
Oh, it's
to just
nice,
sit
baby.
Back and enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm. The final walkthrough is sponsored by Roosters. For every $50 you spend on Roosters gift cards this holiday season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck. Available at Roosters locations or at roosterswings.com. Let's do it!
It is the final walkthrough, college football playoffs, first round and home site edition.
How did you?
It's Timmy Hall, the co-host. It's our Christmas edition. The theme, only Christmas movie sound clips. Let's begin.
Welcome to the Octagon, son.
Before I dive into these games, though, I did want to thank you guys for enjoying the final walkthroughs all season long. I do these for your enjoyment and your entertainment. I want to tell you all,
I love you.
You filthy animals. People ask me all the time, how in the hell do you do one of these every single week?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
It ain't easy, let me tell you. A lot of new things that go through the old brain. We begin with an SEC matchup tonight that I'm sure Cousin Eddie would be all over.
I don't know about the cat, but I sure am enjoying it.
We got Alabama taking on Oklahoma in a rematch game. The Sooners just won this game in Tuscaloosa a short time ago, 23-21. So surely they can win at home, right? Let's hear from old Arm Bands himself, Brent Venables, on John Mateer and the rest of his guys earning their place here.
I think those combinations of the values and intangibles that they possess, and then from our standpoint, being genuine to who we said we were going to be and doing what we say we're going to do.
They've built that program up. I meant coaches, sound, and Christmas clips, okay? 8 o'clock kickoff tonight to start the party. The three games on Saturday, they start with Miami at Texas A&M. Miami was the big story getting in with the head-to-head win over Notre Dame, punting the Irish out. Ohio State, they're watching this one closely because we get the winner. A&M's Mike Elko wants his fan base to relish the home atmosphere.
I think the message is you have wanted this for a long time. You have wanted a program that would compete and play
big games and big stages. He to get an opportunity to do it right here in Kyle Field for the first time is special.
Two clips from coaches we don't give a flip about.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry.
We met the quota. All right, I'm going. Then it's Tulane at the Ole Miss Running Rebels. That's at 3:30. See, that there's the one where that dang coach up and left a playoff team to go to LSU, right?
That it is, Edward. That it is indeed.
You think Ole Miss and the coaching staff is preoccupied? They're still 17.5-point favorites, so tread lightly. And the night game, James Madison at Oregon. Ooh, Dante Moore with his big arm. He's going to be throwing piss missiles all over the field against JMU.
We shouldn't use that word.
Sorry, throwing piss rockets. And don't forget, Mikey Likey this one, FCS semifinals tomorrow. It's Montana and Montana State at 4. Classic battle, a bucket list game for many out there in Big Sky country. A $700 ticket, and there'll surely be a nip in the air.
What did I say, nipple?
But as Ohio State fans, we're still in a bit of a waiting game. A completely different process than what we experienced last year. We're coming off the low of losing the Michigan game, not even going to the Big Ten title game, and having to hear all about the Volunteers coming into this town. None of us wanted to lose to Indiana, but I think we can all agree on the feeling of relief we had when we trounced the Wolverines.
Glory to God.
I'm going to enjoy getting to watch some playoff football, knowing that our team is safely into the next round. So let's get a good food spread going for it. Spread. I tell you what, though, I'm thinking about making my banging mac and cheese tomorrow for football watching because so many of y'all were requesting it the other day.
It is good.
So let's enjoy, and then we turn our attention to the mother of all holidays, Christmas. Let's all agree to keep things straight, keep things smooth, no matter what. No matter if your family is driving you nuts, no matter if you spent thousands of dollars on your kids' presents only to get a, oh, that's nice, in return, no matter if there's no cookies or no Chex Mix left, no matter if you got work obligations jumping up to bite you in the ass, we'll do our best.
We needed the coffin. A tree.
And we'll promise ourselves one thing.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of f***holes this side of the nut house.
We don't have game day coverage tomorrow, but we are making some poor souls work to bring you a wonderful Fan Sports Saturday at 10 a.m.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
So, we'll be seeing you back here Monday at 3 in the P. Merry Christmas.
Have a lovely day.
Final walkthrough sponsored by Roosters. Let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
My daughter said she was going to watch Polar Express at school today.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's the last day before the break, and they do really much nothing.
I got shot down for Polar Express last night. That's trying to pick a movie in our household.
Shot down?
Shot down.
It's good.
Not funny enough. Like, I know it's not really a funny movie.
It's not supposed to be a funny movie.
Yeah, it's a...
Where does that one fall, though?
It's a mystery. What am I trying to say? It's a mystical kind of, magical kind of movie.
You know what some would say? Sci-fi.
I mean, you can't really go to the...
You can get up there, but not just
baseball players coming out of the car.
I don't know if trains can go across oceans and up to poles.
I think it's a fabulous movie. However, it is ruined because of that annoying kid on the train who sounds like Tom Brady.
How you doing? What are we doing? We're going to North Pole? Yeah, I'll throw a screen pass.
Did you know that this train came from Germany in 1927?
I'm in a booth with the Raiders. Geno Smith sucks.
I didn't get any hot chocolate.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
They should have thrown that kid right off the train.
Why didn't they?
It's a nice family movie.
I know, but you did have, you know, that bum that could have done it. He could have just kicked him off.
Well, the bum was also Tom Hanks.
Yes, they're all Tom Hanks.
They're all Tom.
Except for that idiot kid.
Well, no, the other kids weren't Tom Hanks.
No, well, the main kid is Tom Hanks. Yeah?
No, Tom Hanks is the dad.
No. You didn't know this? That's also the kid, the main boy, that's Tom Hanks. Benjamin Button style, put in a reverse. Like, that's supposed to be him as a kid.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it's actual Tom Hanks' voice, and then they did...
That's not Tom Hanks'
on
voice. It's a kid's voice.
No, I agree with you, but the gist of it is that's all supposed to be Tom Hanks.
Did you see that Tom Hanks movie with the just one camera with Robin Wright?
No, I didn't.
What's it called?
Robin Wright is the one from Gump, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's Jenny. You want to talk about put her in the old Titanic.
My God.
She's just, you talk about preying on a sick man.
What was the name of that movie, Teddy? It, Zemeckis did it. Was it called Stay or
Castaway?
Here or, no. By the way, he was doing that ball.
You the love other side, to say that.
The
I
other
got
side
it.
Of Wilson had a hole in it.
There's no
that
hole.
He was putting Pepe in.
There's no hole.
He
you
filled
see the volleyball.
It full of straw.
You can't get that in there with all that sharp straw. That's not going to be comfortable.
Comfortable?
What's that gonna do?
He's out of his mind. He's talking to a bloody handball.
You got to have something. You got to have some companionship.
Teddy, what the hell's the name of the movie? Here, Stay, It?
Here.
Here. All here. Right.
What do I not know about this? What, it was just one camera shot
think,
the
I don't
whole
think it
time?
Did very well. I think it was the whole movie, just one camera shot.
Straight to video.
I don't think they do that anymore.
And I'm the premiere.
Other Side of Darkness.
That's right. That's right. That's
I feel good. So rested and refreshed. Someone get me a toothbrush. All right, come on. Give me another go to jail.
Let me see.
We don't
here.
Have time. We got to take a break.
Okay.
But
okay.
When we come back then,
we'll do some more.
When we come, and I got to tell you, I got a Mikey go pee pee. I got a problem.
Well,
ooh.
Is it pee pee or is it poo poo?
No. It's single. Just the one.
What's the problem? If you just have to go pee pee and I got a problem?
No, the problem is...
Do tell. Are you just mentally insane? Is that what you're saying?
The problem is...
We know that.
I gotta really go. That's the problem. I don't know if I'm gonna make it all the way over there.
Why don't you just piss yourself?
And I'm talking to you. Why are you extending this?
I just want to see how long you can go. Is this starting to trickle out?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
All right, I'm going.
Dick trickle? Coal trickle?
Mm-hmm. Are we finished? Teddy just left. He just up and left.
Teddy gonna push the button. No
Common
one there to push
Man
the button.
And Timmy on the fan.
I can go. Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic looks good on I-270, just north of I-670. Volumes are thinning out, so I'm seeing posted speeds in either direction here. If you're traveling on I-71 from Polaris Parkway to I-70 in either direction, it's about a 14-minute drive, so you are right on time. This report sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24/7, 365 days a year. From sudden injuries to serious illness, their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Juice, Wheel, Football Talk. Just two guys who aren't afraid to say what needs to be said.
And that's how she wrote.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Now streaming mornings on YouTube and 10TV Plus. Attack and dominate.
Hey, everybody loves the...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. Beamer and Pat Murphy. 2 hours today.
2 hours.
Big 2 hours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bob.
Buckeye Show. It is Go to Jail Friday. What do you got, Timmy? Anything?
Let's go. Let me go right here to the burner phone right here. My guys.
The biggest load that we've seen.
Right. I think my wife needs to go to jail for buying a dildaroonie without telling me.
Does she have to clear it with you?
Then informing me that I have to pay for it. What the hell? Go to jail. All right,
what is
I can
this?
See.
The
I can
50s.
I can see
your wife can't buy a dildaroon by herself.
Right? And what do you mean, like you have to pay for it? I would assume it's just like a joint account.
You know what? I don't care for that message.
Right?
You should be happy that your wife is buying a dildaroonie. Mine has no interest in anything.
Yeah, I mean, what's the problem? This is just
no problem.
This is just life.
That guy, jail
think,
for a year.
I think you go to jail, buddy. This is just what women do.
My wife bought me 5 large pizzas, and then I had to pay for it.
I mean, we have an ad running on this station that's just buzzing sounds. Okay, so it's like it goes around. Let's see from Mark here, my guys.
That was all about Cox, Fletcher Cox.
I'm driving on 161 eastbound. 161 east and west are separated by a concrete half wall for all of New Albany. ODOT and New Albany police has traffic stopped in all westbound lanes. All 3 lanes of eastbound are slowed to under 5 miles an hour. Why? There's nothing going on in the eastbound lanes. Sentence suggestion, 5 years prison and permanent licensing ban. Not lifetime, permanent. If you reincarcerate in 100 years, or if you, reincarnate.
Reincarnate?
Yeah. Respawn? That's not even a, yeah.
What are you even doing now?
I'm reading. What are they trying to say there?
Am I going to have to send this person to jail too?
What's the term?
Reoffend.
No, not reoffend. Anyway, you can still obtain a driver's license. So I get what you're talking about there. This happens, right? Where there's no accident on your side of the partition and everybody just slows down.
It doesn't matter. This is people. All right. If we were sending all bad drivers to jail, there'd be nobody on the roads except for me.
No, what I can't get.
You'd be gone too.
What I can't. You'd be gone too. The drive that we have. See, I used to think it was our fault as driver, not our fault, but collectively drivers. When everything goes to the bridge on 670. When you are on 670 westbound heading towards Hilliard, heading towards Dayton.
Take it to the bridge?
Take it to the bridge. Well, that is a 3-lane bridge. But all of the signage tells you that it's just 2 lanes. I guess I just got so comfortable with it. I know the road. I know better than the sign knows. But collectively, you're screwing everybody else because the sign is not right. It should have 3 arrows pointing down. Then everybody's going to use all those lanes and the traffic's going to flow.
Hey, Teddy.
More freely. Don't.
Teddy.
Don't.
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to have one of Sharon Moore's butter knives in there?
Yeah, I'll bring it over.
Come over here and yes. Try and hack me to death with it.
Give me some go to jails.
May take a while.
Give me some go to jails.
I don't have any. What are you talking about?
That's my last one. Give me some stuff.
Let me look at your sausage.
give me that butter knife when you're done with it.
Send you to jail.
I don't like it for a minute.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Oh, I see how it is. Then you just hit the back page. All right, Johnny. You just hit the back page thing. You kick it right back to me. Yeah, got it. So, did you guys talk about Ted Ginn Jr. yesterday?
Yeah, we missed it.
You missed that.
I'm sorry. Hey, Teddy, Ted Ginn Jr. is the new head coach of the Columbus Aviators.
My guys.
Ted. Yeah.
So, Ted Ginn Jr. is going to be the head coach of our new franchise here in town.
No, that's all right. I'm told this is a very serious football league. We should take it very seriously, even though the head coach of the team, the only coaching experience he has is that his dad's a coach. Well, go ahead. Tell me how serious it is now.
It's one of the things that I wondered about when I saw this news is will he have much of an idea of what he's doing?
Doesn't matter.
Running this team.
This is like Spielman becoming head coach of the Destroyers back in the day.
Do you remember when Cardale Jones was present out there at their sort of shindig, yay, we have a team thing? He said something to the effect of, I'm still not really sure what my role is.
What's his job going to be? Hey, Cardale, why are you here?
But I'm here.
I don't know, man. They're paying me
like
to
a
show
fun
up.
Time. Yeah. I'm here, and it looks like it's going to be fun, so we're going to do it. I think I would like to put Joe Burrow in jail.
You?
Yeah. Hmm.
Because he's emo?
I just think that this...
What are we all here for, man?
This whole thing.
I don't know. Life's weird, man.
We're talking about, guess we'll see. Never really know. We're going to do that right now about, like, will you be in Cincinnati for the long haul? I would absolutely allow Cincinnati Bengal fans to have bigger concerns if they choose to, beyond just what's happening this year.
Who's he dating?
Joe Burrow. I don't know.
He was dating somebody because she was in the house when it was robbed. Right? I don't know if he's still with her.
So maybe they're not dating anymore. Maybe, I mean, it clearly seems like there's some things going on in his personal life. This is not just football, but we gotta do our best when you're in a position like that. And the performance that he had against the Ravens was just not acceptable.
Listen to me. Speaking of hot people, I saw a picture of Tate McRae the other day.
You into Tate McRae?
Oh, I think she's
kind of got that, like, I've just crawled out of a jungle look. And she's doing her concerts, you know?
No problem, buddy.
She's just kind of doing
she
like
can
the,
crawl out of my
like,
jungle anytime. You know what I think of?
Kind of sexy tiger crawl.
You know what I think of when I see Tate McRae? Cole Sillinger said no thanks.
Did he?
So
that's
either,
right.
Either he
what?
Has got a roster that I just can't imagine. Or he's the dumbest human being on earth. Considering he plays for the Jackets, I'm going for dumb.
Twitter. Let me Twitter search Tate McRae.
What are you? You don't like the Tate McRae?
No, I like her. I like her.
Teddy.
Great.
You like Hal McRae, former Royals manager?
Yeah, he's good, yeah. He chucked a phone at one of my colleagues' heads.
Bleeding from the head?
Yeah. Just threw the phone right across the clubhouse.
Maybe you're saying... Next week is Christmas. You guys aren't going to be here, right? Well, on Monday, we are going to be here live. Big three-hour show. There's not going to be anybody in this building. We got the booze cart out. It's going to be the most ridiculous show that we've done all year, and that's saying something. So please join us on Monday. Have a great weekend. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic volumes are starting to thin out a bit, but we've got a couple of slow spots. One on the south side, I-71 northbound at Greenlawn Avenue. The accident here is blocking the two right lanes. Also on the north side, I-71 northbound at Hudson Street. So there's a new problem reported there. This report sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super sure. Coming soon. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I've said this on the air, too. I said to her, look, if you ever want to kill me, like you feel like divorce is not good enough, I have to kill this guy, just tell me. Tell me, and I'll help you do it so you get away with it. Or I'll do it myself. Because whatever I did, I guess, it's my fault. Because it's so bad that you want to kill me. So I'm going to let you just kill me free of charge.
See, I wouldn't volunteer to be killed. I would then just say, well, I feel horrible about that. How about I just leave?
No, not good enough.
And I'm never in your life again. And why?
Must die.
Why?
Because then she's got to share the kids with you.
No,
all
I mean,
you're not going to stay away from the kids.
I would miss them. Well, yeah, but then what? It's like, oh, good news. Now we didn't have to work that out because dad's dead. Like, I'm just saying, dad's left. Might be at least the kids could be older, and if they want to reconnect, that's on them. I'm just saying.
No, she wants your money too.
That give her the money.
If you you got to have something. What are you going to do? You're going to leave with nothing?
Start over. Start a new life.
What would you do if you started over?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, you just walked into a new town. You're a mystery man. You don't know anybody. You don't have any money. You have no skills.
That's a solid question. Well, first of all, I'd probably just go right to the world's oldest profession and just say,
that's what I would be qualified to do.
Get some easy scratch. You know what I mean?
I'd be hanging out at the train station, going in the bathroom and tapping my foot under the stall.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I would definitely make some money quickly and then figure it out from
there.
Then
figure it out, yeah. After we bought a lot of mouthwash.
I'd get enough money to get a cell phone, get an OnlyFans account, start raking in that cash.
I see.
And then within a few months, I own the town. And then I would start banning dances.
Somebody thinks highly of themselves.
And then I would start banning dances and say, no more of that, until a couple of youngsters said, we're going to dance in this town. And then Footloose happens in the new little Western town that I've created,
Footloose.
I guess.
Footloose. All right, yeah. Got it.
Also, right, we're out of time. Come on.
Well, the other question Man's Droopy Sack had was, do you think that your wife could evade authorities afterwards?
No, she'd be too stupid. That's why I have to help her.
Evade is a good word, by the way. I like the word evade.
She'd leave too many clues.
My wife would be able to evade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's very crafty.
She's very crafty. She knows how to look things up and find things out and, you know, figure out what the next move is. She's stalked about everybody we've ever met. So, yeah, I mean, she knows how to get things done.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.